Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say, does that star-spangled banner yet wave? Oh, the land of the free. And the home of the
Courtney Ann Taylor is a mother in Georgia, and I think she speaks for all of us when she says this in front of a school board meeting this week.
Every month I come here and I hear the same thing: social emotional health. If you truly mean that, you would end the mask requirement tonight. Tonight. This is not March 2020 anymore. We have three vaccines. Every adult in the state of Georgia that wants that vaccine is eligible to get it right now. And every one of us knows that young children are not affected by this virus. They're not. And that's a blessing. But as the adults, what have we done with that blessing? We've shoved it to the side and we've said, we don't care. You're still going to wear a mask on your face every day, 5 and 6 year olds. You still can't play together on the playground like normal children, 7 and 8 year olds. We don't care. We're still going to force you to carry a burden that was never yours to carry. Shame on us. Amen. My 6-year-old looks at me every month before I come here and she says, are you going to tell them tonight? Tell them I don't want to wear this anymore. And I say, baby, it's not time to fight that battle yet. I try to explain that there's so many things. But it's April 15th, 2021, and it's time. Take these masks off of my child. And I know what I'm going to be met with. But Ms. Taylor, the CDC, we did not vote for people at the CDC. We did elect leaders who do create policy. We elected the five of you. We chose you to make difficult decisions for our children. We chose you to make decisions that would be in our children's best interest, enforcing 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9 year old little children to cover their noses and their mouths where they breathe for 7 hours a day, every day for the last 9 months for a virus that you know doesn't affect them. That is not in their best interest. And this has to stop. Defend our children. My 6-year-old can't come up here and say this. It has to stop. Take these off of our children.
Incredible. And parents all around the United States should be echoing that in front of city councils and school boards. But you know, as powerful and heartfelt and real that lady was, Courtney Ann Taylor, you know what's sick about it? The Democrats behind that city council, the Democrats that see that, the leftists, the liberal progressives that see that, they enjoy it. They enjoy torturing you. They enjoy torturing your children. And on the inside, watching that mother cry because of the torture that they're forcing on her child, on the inside, they're enjoying it. That's who we're dealing with. That's the level of psychotics that we're dealing with. They want to torture you and your children.
I am a very humble person, but I'm also a bold person. And so as bad as things are with the globalists attacking humanity, with all the terrible things that are unfolding, I want you to know that a lot of positive things are happening as well. I'm a public figure, so I get to see things the general public doesn't get to see. And let me tell you, whether it's police chiefs or members of Congress or even folks in Hollywood or mainstream media or industry, people are really, really awake in the establishment. They don't want to go along with the globalists, but they're scared. They're looking for leadership. Well, that's where InfoWars comes in. You fund us. You support InfoWarsStore.com. You get great products to you at the same time. We will then go out and do what the globalists say is unpopular, what the globalists will target you for, to show people that it's safe to tell the truth and to take the heat. That's our job. So please keep us on air so we can hit the barbed wire, so we can be the shock troops in the information war. Fund us at InfoWarsStore.com.
We did not vote for people at the CDC.
It's my life in a box in front of me. Take it off in my arms is the soul of me. You walk by, ask to see me laid face down.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Thursday, April 22nd, 2021. This is the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. Streaming live at band.video, bandthis.tv, warroomisraw.com. I'm your host, Owen Schroyer, with you for the next 3 hours. We have Ivan Raiklin joining us in the second hour. He wants to talk about some of the vote audits that are being done right now, including in Maricopa County, and what type of things we could learn from that, what that might mean for future elections. And then Robert Barnes, legal expert, constitutional law expert, joining me in the third hour. We'll get his take on what I discussed with Norm Pattis yesterday, what an appeal might look like, what he expects to happen at the next level of the Chauvin trial. Certainly there will be an appeal, and then how that goes, we'll get his legal expertise on that, as well as some of the other developments that we've seen in the last 21 hours. It is a loaded news day. I have a lot of video clips that I'm going to play today and a lot of news, so no time to waste. Let's get right to it. Now, the main story today is you had BLM protesters storm the Oklahoma Capitol building over bills that have been proposed, protecting drivers who are fleeing riots and protecting police from being doxxed by the terroristic left. And so when you had a few dozen protesters stormed the building chanting Black Lives Matter and holding their fists in the air and disrupting the activities, the official activities there. Is this making mainstream news? Is this making national headlines? Is this going to be considered an insurrection? Are these individuals going to be investigated by the federal government, the FBI? No, I don't believe so. In fact, quite the opposite. The Biden administration has cleared remaining federal charges against Portland rioters. Some get probation, some get community service. All have their, all others had their remaining charges cleared. It's good to be a leftist, isn't it? To have the whole system have your back that you think is so corrupt, you think you're fighting, but it always has your back, doesn't it? It always lets you riot. It always lets you storm capitals. It always lets you murder babies. It always lets you be racist. It always lets you have free speech. Isn't it something? So, why would Black Lives Matter be upset Or why would Black Lives Matter protesters in Oklahoma be upset that they can't riot and block streets without consequences, or that they can't dox police officers to have people try to destroy their lives? Oh, because that's what they do. Yeah, they want to riot in the streets and have you, the driver, be caught in peril with no out. It's all about terrorism. That's terrorist activity. And of course they want to be able to dox police officers before there's ever a trial so that they can torment you and destroy you. If you're a police officer, that is. And target you and target your family. So Republicans in Oklahoma try to stop that from happening, and Black Lives Matter storms the Capitol because, you see, that's what they do. But again, that won't be an insurrection. There'll be no public funding for a federal investigation for that. Meanwhile, you have the new religion of the left, which is, I don't even know if they've properly thought this one out yet, but you have St. George Floyd. This is the new religion of the left, liberation theology. George Floyd is the first saint, I guess. So they've need more. Here's the problem with these people. See, they have need more for George Floyd than they have for God the Creator or Christ the Savior. And so this is going to be a problem, see. But their new St. George Floyd, a career drug addict criminal, once held a gun to a pregnant woman's stomach in a drug heist. That St. George Floyd, he's the guy. He's the one. And so they have George Floyd Square, a sacred space for community, public grief. Public grief, not your grief, though, only their grief. And protest, They're protesting still, despite getting the verdict they want, go figure. And so it's all about, you know, George Floyd, St. George Floyd. He's the greatest man to ever walk the earth. But for white people, there's different rules for you. And it even says, for white people in particular, when you go into St. George Floyd Square, decenter yourself and come to listen, learn, mourn, and witness. Remember, you are here to support, not to be supported. That's right. You, the bad whitey, shouldn't even be there to begin with. It's funny, though, most of the Black Lives Matter groups I see now are mostly white. Be mindful of whether your volume, pace, and movements are supporting or undermining your efforts to decenter yourself. See, decenter yourself. You're a bad white guy. You are too centered in your whiteness, even though all we care about now is skin color. Seek to contribute to the energy of the space rather than drain it. Bring your own processing to other white folks, so that you will learn to not harm BIPOC. Again, I don't know what the BIPOC is. Something people of color. I'm struggling to keep up with all their nonsense. Consider if you want or need to take photos and post them. Do not take photos of other people without their consent. You don't get free speech. That's nice too. So much for the free speech thing. If you witness white folks doing problematic things, speak up with compassion to take the burden off of black folks, and they capitalize black, but not white, and our siblings of color whenever appropriate. Seek to engage rather than escalate so that it can be a learning moment rather than a disruption. But this is not a cult. No, you're not witnessing a cult at all. Yeah, there's your Black Lives Matter group. Notice it's all white people. It's a struggle, though. And then they have their rules for the white people, but they're the anti-racists, as they are publicly racist. And so then you see what happened in Columbus, where a hero cop saves a girl's life. And NBC News and other outlets edit out the footage of the knife and edit the photos of the knife and don't include other videos from that incident that we're going to air coming up in the next segment, where the little girl says, that officer saved my life. And you can clearly see the woman is going crazy. She says, I'm going to stab the F out of you, you B-I-itch, a raging lunatic. And in the video, you can see the girl in the pink never does anything. She's standing there with her dog. And then this other woman comes out of nowhere, charging like a lunatic, saying she's going to stab you, you B-I-itch, is a foot away from stabbing this girl and potentially killing her. The cop makes an unbelievably heroic move with the perfect timing. I mean, like, couldn't have been done better, and he's still the bad guy. And the mainstream news edits out the knife, edits out the life-saving procedure. And LeBron James says, you're next, cop. I mean, seriously, this cop could not have done better. But see, that's the thing. You go in, you do the perfect thing, you're still bad because you're a cop, see? That's the left. That's the Nazi, authoritarian, anti-truth left.
One of the most popular memes on the internet in the last decade has been Alex Jones was right, but it now routinely trends number one on platforms like Twitter and Facebook, making the globalists pull their hair out in anger. But let me tell you, we are tomorrow's news today. And thanks to your support, we're still on air at Infowars.com and Band.video and radio stations and TV stations across the country. And our film Endgame, censored and taken offline by Amazon when it hit number one a few years ago, is now available again. We have reprinted it on high-quality DVD in HD. It has a zero country code, meaning anyone in the world is authorized to make copies of it, and I'm asking you to get the original, make copies, give it to everyone you know, air it on local access TV, give it to your pastors, your police chiefs, your state reps, your prime ministers, whatever you do, warn the world. This film uses their own documents and own statements 14 years ago to expose them. It's more important than ever. Available at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. Every product you hear me on air advertising, we have in stock in our warehouse in Austin, Texas. Every product. So if you order it, we've got it. It ships out in a couple days, sometimes the same day. Listeners get confused when they hear me talk about the fact that the supply chain's breaking down and it's future orders. It's product we're trying to reorder to get back in that we're having trouble with. I mean, I'm talking about double, triple, quadruple delivery times. And it's across not just the supplement, vitamin, mineral industry, it's across every industry. So the globalists have successfully devastated the economy. That's why I'm saying you need to visit InfoWarsStore.com today and get high-quality supplements while you still can and storable food at InfoWarsStore.com because we have it in stock, it's ready to ship. But with the supply chain breakdowns, prices are going up, availability is going down, and it's just crazy. So please get products while you still can and support the InfoWar, InfoWarsStore.com.
In the early 1990s, there was a really funny movie that came out called Wayne's World. Even before I had an Access TV show in the mid-1990s, I went and saw that movie and thought, man, that looks fun. To actually speak out and have your own ideas, and even if you're a nerd, you're still entertaining because you're real. Well, what do they say in Wayne's World?
We're not worthy! We're not worthy!
Every day when I cover these huge topics, I don't feel worthy to talk to you because these topics are so huge, they're so real. But I'm trying to tell you the truth. I'm trying to get it right, and most of the time we do. The globalists love lying to you. They love manipulating you. They enjoy destroying humanity. They enjoy manipulating ideas and using people's ignorance against them. That, for me, is really satanic and disgusting. So you've got a pledge from myself and the whole InfoWars crew that we will never join the globalists. We will never knowingly manipulate you because we know we're all in this together.
The globalists are purposely collapsing our world. They are creating insecurity, crime, war, and famine. All of us should do everything we can to get prepared and get ready for ourselves and our family's sakes, but also our community. And CitizenStronghold.com is the best place to go to get high-quality body armor at the lowest price you're going to find. Again, this is high-quality body armor at the lowest price you're going to find. We've worked with them for years, but they can never supply enough to our audience. They have massively expanded their factories. It's made right here in America, and they're ready to ship it to you right now. CitizenStronghold.com. When you go there, put in promo code Alex and get 10% off on your purchases. They have it for children. They have it for women. They have it for men. They have backpacks that then unfold and are full top body armor. They've got it all right now, ready to ship to you, 10% off. And the globalists are coming to try to stop the sale of it soon. That's why you need to get it now at CitizenStronghold.com, promo code Alex, and get 10% off.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
If we were being honest about the incident in Columbus, we would say that officer, they have now identified his name. Of course, he's getting doxxed. Still don't have the executioner of Ashley Babbitt's identity. You're not allowed to have that. But we now know Officer Nicholas Reardon was the individual who was a hero that stopped the stabbing of a young girl. Now, I'm going to air this video with audio once, and then we can only use B-roll. There's just too much cussing, and we're going to dump it for the terrestrial radio stuff. But, I mean, you need to hear this. The media is not going to air this. Where the girl running around with a knife says, "I'm going to stab the F out of you, B-I-itch," while lunging at multiple people with a knife. And this officer somehow waits for the perfect moment to open fire. Nobody gets stabbed. The woman is probably about a foot away, a second away from stabbing the innocent girl who's standing there in white, or in pink, excuse me. And then manages to fire off four rounds and only hit the insane lady lunging at people saying she's going to stab them with a knife. Couldn't have done better work. I mean, it's all on footage. So here you can faintly hear the girl yelling, "I'm going to stab the F out of you, B-I-H." So you can hear going crazy. I mean, this is not normal behavior. This is obviously something wrong with these people here to be threatening to stab their neighbors with a knife. And then also you may notice, nobody's mentioning this, the man there on the right attempts to kick another woman on the ground and stomp her head down into the concrete. Nobody seems to have a problem with that, though. The officer who showed up and tried to de-escalate the out-of-control situation and saved a girl's life, he's the bad guy. But that guy that kicked a woman in the head while she's down and tried to stomp her head into the concrete, oh, nobody sees a problem with that. And again, the officer could, I mean, it's like he was like a robot, how good he was. Stops the girl from getting her head kicked in by the first guy. Then stops the girl from getting stabbed to death by the woman who's on a stabbing spree. So look, okay, that girl goes down. He stops the first perp from stomping her head into the ground. Then the woman runs over there to stab the other girl with a knife, and he stops that from happening. I mean, it's unbelievable. But he's the bad guy. Not the people that are trying to fight their neighbors and stab their neighbors and curb stomp their neighbors. Nobody has any problem with that. And then you see the left making the insane racist argument. They're the ones making it, not me, that this is normal behavior for these people here in the community to have knife fights, and the cops should just let them have a knife fight. Do we really believe that? My guess is that girl standing there in the pink and whoever she was with, her friends, probably don't want to be involved in knife fights. Just an idea. That's probably why they called the police, because they didn't want to be involved in a knife fight. But you have liberals that go on TV and say, oh, this is normal behavior, having knife fights as kids. What? Never heard of that one before. That's a new one to me. Knife fights for kids. but they'll make any sort of deranged argument to demonize the white guy or to demonize the police. Now, here in this clip, you will hear the young girl. You will hear the young girl say that the officer saved her life.
She was a knife earlier?
No, she just, that's what the police did. She came after me.
With a knife?
Yeah, so he got her.
She came out at you with a knife earlier?
No, she just, that's what the police did. She came after me.
With a knife?
Yeah, so he got her.
So there you go. She came at me with a knife and he got her. And you know, it's so sad that we have to live in this new racist ideology brought on by the Democrats, brought on by the left, where right after that, you can see in the officer's body cam footage. And you know, I watched it last night over and over again because like I couldn't think of something better that that officer could have done. It was almost unreal how perfect he like, wow. Incredible. He's able to not shoot anyone else except the girl about to stab another girl to death. And he also stopped the one girl on the ground from getting her head smashed in at the same time by men that were kicking her in the head when she was down, tried to stomp her head into the concrete. Oh, but LeBron James has no problem with them. The liberal media has no problem with them behaving like that. No, no, no. Because they're black. And I guess that's black culture now is what they want us to believe. Hey, that's just a knife fight. Hey, that's just people trying to murder their neighbors. Eh, don't worry about that. We don't need police for that. You know, maybe not all black people feel that way. Just a thought. Maybe the people in that neighborhood that don't want to see violent crime and stabbings in their neighborhood, maybe they don't want that behavior. Maybe they don't like that. Maybe they want the police. Just a thought. My guess is that lady in the pink holding her dog doesn't want to be in a knife fight. And that's why she wanted the police there. But see, once again, the left doesn't understand what they're asking for. Which is part of the reason why I wanted to defund the police, just to show them what it would be like. See, all that's going to happen if you defund the police is that inner cities are going to go completely to hell. And that poor communities are going to go completely to hell. You go into the suburbs where people have guns, it's not going to be so bad. You go into wealthier areas where they can afford private security, it's not going to be a problem. But you go into the inner cities, you go into poor communities, it's going to become Mad Max Thunderdome if you get rid of the police. So part of me just wants to say, go ahead, do it. Let's really show the Democrats what they're after. But then another part of me is like, that's also what they want. And I don't think that people that live in low-income communities or people that live in inner cities deserve to have that happen to them. But maybe they do if they're going to keep voting Democrat. So there you go. By the way, in Cincinnati last night, you had a 13-year-old stabbed to death, a girl, 13-year-old stabbed to death by her 13-year-old friend with a knife, stabbed to death. And that would have been the same fate of that girl in Columbus if that police officer would not have acted heroically. And I'll tell you, we better jump out on this and call that cop Nicholas Reardon a hero, because if we don't, the left is going to destroy him. And they're going to try to make sure he faces life in jail for saving somebody's life. You watch. That's how unhinged, that's how deranged these people are. That's how racist they are.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand.
The globalists fear this film made 14 years ago. It is the blueprint for their plan to take over the world. It is the blueprint for the Great Reset. It is Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. Available right now at InfoWarsStore.com with a zero country code, meaning you can make copies of it anywhere in the world. I strongly suggest you get the film Endgame at InfoWarsStore.com. I strongly suggest you make copies and share it. And if you take that action, I demand you tell others you've given a copy to that they make copies and share it as well. That will trigger distribution by proxy, meaning we the people cannot be stopped.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
Gerald in South Carolina. Go ahead, you're on the air, trying to move quicker.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome.
Would like to say, first off, thanks for being the voice of reason in amongst all this stupidity. Wanted to warn people, I've been trying to get a hold of you for a year, okay? I'm a double amputee, and I have bacteria infection on my lung that'll never go away. Living Defense saved my life. They had me on antibiotics for 2 years that almost killed me. Living Defense brought me back. I wanted to just quote from the Bible, Jesus is saying, as to where we are right now. This is Matthew 24, verse 9. Then they shall deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. That's right where we're at, brother.
And that's because God's name is on the founding of this country, no matter what they say, and that's why the enemy hates it, because God created this country.
The equation is very simple. The mega banks control the media, they control big pharma, they control academia, they control the military, industrial complex, they control big tech. And everywhere that they have been in control in the third world, they have established absolute total despotism and dehumanization. It is the Western Christian idea of human freedom that ended slavery and that promoted women's rights and so much more that actually threatens them. So because they can't defeat that empowering ethic, they instead co-opt it, turn it upside down, and use the idea of equality to actually destroy human freedom and the free market that threatens their monopolies of control. That's why they target InfoWars, because we understand the keys to defeating them. But the only way our transmission gets out is if you promote InfoWars at band.video. So redouble your efforts. We're all in this together.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
We are in a war for America. This is the War Room.
Maybe the libs were onto something here. We didn't realize that knife fights were just part of the culture. I didn't know that. But apparently it is. You had the girl stabbed to death in Cincinnati by her friend, 13 years old. Democrats say that's okay. You should let that happen. Liberals on media say good. And now you have two students injured in a stabbing at Overton High School and another student in custody. So I guess we should just let these knife fights continue, or maybe we should ban knives. Maybe that's the answer. And, I'm not trying to make light of this. but it becomes humorous when even knife stabbings become politicized by the mainstream media and by the Democrat Party. And they're so clouded with their hatred and their racism that even a heroic deed, easy for all to see on the tape, is still demonized because it's a police officer, because he's white. And everybody knows if that officer didn't show up that day, what would have happened to that girl, and how that brawl could have escalated to multiple deaths. But again, that's what they want. That's what they say they want. That's their culture. This is the left. Look at every Democrat-run city. Highest crime rate, highest homicide rate, highest poverty rate. So they're mad. They want that. That's what they want. That's what they like. You don't want that. You don't like that. That's not what we seem to be into, but that's what they seem to be into. Oh, man. It's crazy, isn't it? So part of me just says, let them have what they want. Let them live in the world they want to create. And just escape to the country, escape to the mountains, escape to the desert, escape to the suburbs. Just get out of Democrat-run cities. Let them run all their communist BS, defund the police, stab each other to death, shoot each other to death. Everybody's in poverty. Fine. That's what you want. You're a Democrat voter. You're a good Democrat. You're a good liberal. You're a dumbass. Enjoy. Enjoy your racism at George Floyd Square, where white people don't have free speech. Enjoy your racism at the college university, where white people don't have free speech. Enjoy it. I know that's not all black people. I know that's not all Americans. I know that's not all humans. That's you. That's you, the leftist liberal. You've lost your mind. And we can't deal with you anymore. We want to live in a high society. We want to live in advanced civilization. We want to have nice infrastructure. We want to get along with our neighbors. We want our kids to appreciate law enforcement and not stab one another. That's what you're into. Enjoy. Enjoy. Just don't bring us down with you. Please. Largest U.S. police union rips LeBron James for targeting officer. Disgraceful. He should educate himself. Boy, this LeBron James guy really turned out to be an embarrassment, didn't he? Boy, he did. And then he writes things about how people need to educate themselves. And it's like, the guy obviously never even got an education. I'm not sure how he got a high school degree. He can't even speak English. And it's not like, Bruce Willis. I speak two languages, good English and bad English. No, this guy doesn't even speak good English. But he sees a hero cop that's white, and he immediately jumps to demonize him and attack him. But of course, this is probably why nobody's watching NBA basketball anymore. NBA ratings continue to fall, down 45% since 2012. I can't watch any NBA anymore. I probably was watching in 2012. I'm not watching anymore. Now they have doxed the hero officer that shot. Hey, look, she was a young girl. I feel bad for her. I wish she wasn't raised in a way that led her to attack people violently with a knife. Yeah. But now they have doxed Nicholas Reardon, the officer who shot the attempted murderer, Makia Bryant, and saved the other girl's life, who was standing there innocently with a dog in her arm. But the officer is the bad guy for saving the life. And again, with all the outrage at the officer who did an impeccable job, miraculous, quite frankly, to be the only one on the scene and have such perfect execution like that. And they say, oh, well, he should have used a taser. He should have done this. He should have done that. You try to say that, being in that officer's shoes and seeing a girl lunging at people with a knife saying she's going to stab the F out of them. Meanwhile, there's another guy over here to your right attempting to curb stomp a girl's head into the ground. I'd say pretty phenomenal work. I guess you could say not perfect. He probably wished that girl didn't get shot to death. I bet he wished that he dropped that girl without killing her. But you know what? It's awfully tough when she's about to stab someone to death and she's raging at people, lunging with a knife in her arm. Excuse me, but it's just so sick. It's just so sick. The treatment police officers are getting from the media. And you know, if you know me, I'm not a big police guy. I'm not like, I want law reform. I want to end the war on drugs. I want police out of our lives. I'd increase the speed limit. I'd get rid of all these police altercations. That's part of the problem. The police have too many reasons to get their nose into our business. But I'm not anti-cop. The average officer isn't a bad guy. And there's a lot of politics that go on in the policing, in local police jurisdictions and things. And they've got all, they've got stuff that they're getting heat to do too. So, I mean, look, I'm for law reform, but we can't have legitimate conversations on police reform or law reform. If when a police officer does an incredibly good job, he's immediately demonized. And we as a society don't even see a problem with this image of a man kicking a woman in the head when she's down, trying to stomp her head into the cement, and another woman attempting to stab another woman to death, and the officer actually de-escalates the whole thing, but the officer's the bad guy? No, see, we can't have serious discussions if we're not going to be real about what happens. And now you have another incident. Body cam footage shows California deputy shooting knife-wielding man. So it's another situation, and the individual's black, so maybe the media makes a big deal out of this, maybe not. But he is coming at him with a knife and tells the sheriff to kill him. But hey, you know what? Again, the video doesn't matter. The facts don't matter anymore. So, you know, a black guy coming up to a police officer with a knife saying, kill me, kill me, kill me, and then the officer shoots him. You know, the officer's probably in the wrong there. He probably should have stopped moving away and just let the guy stab him. That's what he probably should have done, if you're a liberal on television, at least. But see, here's the problem. There's thousands of incidents with police every day. There's deadly incidents with police every day. And so is the media just going to pick and choose one every day to just decide we're going to race bait over, or we're just going to make a big deal of? When do we decide, ladies and gentlemen? Because right now, it's just the media deciding. And they just want to divide and conquer and race bait. So, you're going to start seeing this more and more, I'm afraid. And they can pick and choose all they want. They can pick and choose all they want. Because there's altercations with police every day. And there's deadly altercations with police all the time. Nobody wants it to happen. Nobody cheers it on. But we also don't exploit it for a political agenda like the Democrats do. Of course, the same Democrats that call for the abolishing of police have private security, spend tens of thousands on private security, call in police escorts when they travel. But again, we're talking about the Democrats. We're talking about liberal, progressive Democrats. Yeah, frauds and liars.
170 years ago, the British royal family financed scientists to develop a plan for scientific dictatorship worldwide. That grew into the robber barons and then into the eugenics movement, Hitler, and of course, the rest is history. Our film, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, has been censored on Amazon and many other big platforms, sending the documentary film back to the top of the charts. It's been selling online for as much as $300 a copy. Ladies and gentlemen, I have mass produced it again in the highest quality HD. It is available after not being available for years at InfoWarsStore.com. We're selling it for $14.95 for one copy, as low as $3.95 when you buy them in bulk to share with your friends and family. And every DVD has a zero country code, meaning you can burn copies of it anywhere in the world. I'm asking you to. I'm begging you to. This film predicted the Great Reset, the New World Order takeover, the fake virus, and so much more. That's why the film is evergreen and more explosive than ever. Get it today at InfoWarsStore.com.
I'm up here working on a Thursday night in mid-April 2021. And I just want to say something. I am so blessed and honored to work with this incredible crew that has come together over the years and is truly an answer to prayer. And I am so blessed and thankful for all of you, the listeners of this show. I want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you. Whether you are old, whether you are Hispanic, white, black, it doesn't matter. You got red blood. And if you love freedom and justice, and if you love our innocent children. We are brothers and sisters together, and it has just been an incredible experience to work with you over the years. And as crazier things are, I want to keep working into the future. But again, that's really up to you and up to God. So please, I hope God works through you and puts a message in your heart to support us. But again, that's up to you and your relationship with God. I just want to thank you all for the years of support you've given us and what you've done. And just ask you again to pray to God and ask what God's vision is for you. And hopefully God will touch your heart to continue to support InfoWars. God bless. Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement, made 14 years ago, accurately predicted the globalist takeover using the Great Reset and the threat of a virus. This film is now more important than ever. I noticed just a few months ago that suddenly the limited supply we had at InfoWarsStore.com had sold out, that people were really talking about the documentary because major platforms like Amazon had banned it because the globalists had openly criticized the film, like the New York Times. And so we printed 20,000 copies, now back in print, and in less than 2 weeks, we've already sold half of them. This is very, very exciting. We're selling them close to cost at $3.95 a piece when you buy them in bulk, or $14.95 when you buy them individually. There is a zero country code on it, meaning you can copy this anywhere in the world. Get it. Burn copies. Share it with everyone. It's blowing people away. It's evergreen. It predicted it all. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, available now in DVD and InfoWarsStore.com. You know, it's crazy to get to this point. It's very bittersweet. Everything we've talked about has happened just like we said it would. And now we have a lot of credibility, but I don't care about that. I care about beating the New World Order. And it's because we have so much credibility, they can't allow us to stay on air much longer. And I don't have time to tell you all the stuff they're doing to us for a lot of reasons. I can't tell you what's going on, but let's just say this. We're going to see this through to the end. We're going to stay on air as long as we can. So please pray for us and please buy the products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're great products, plus they fund the operation. So you know, unlike other products you can buy, they're still great. Do they fund freedom? No, a lot of them don't. These are great products that fund freedom and fund justice when the whole world's waking up and looking for truth. That's why the globalists are censoring. They can't bring in all this tyranny and leave people like us on the air. So while you're at it, don't just financially support us and spread the word. Download everything we've done you can find and save it, because who knows how long we're going to be on the air and the enemy is trying to destroy everything we ever said.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
If we were going to be honest about the issues, you know, because you're going to see the media portray Makia Bryant as an innocent young girl. And you know what? Maybe 98% of her knife, 99% of her knife, excuse me, Freudian slip, unintentional pun. Maybe 99% of her life, she was. Maybe 99% of Makia Bryant's life, she was a good young girl. But boy, that 1% really caught up to her, didn't it? And now, why would somebody behave like that? There are issues here. There are reasons why in inner city high schools they have to get a metal wand and a metal detector before they can go to class, because stabbings were happening so regularly. There is a problem there. It has nothing to do with your skin color. Now, you can look at stats and put skin color in there and say, huh, maybe there's an anomaly here. Maybe there's something there to it. It's a socioeconomic thing. It's a cultural thing. It's a parenting thing. But nobody wants to be responsible. Everybody wants to blame somebody else. So it's real easy to blame the police officer that shows up in a bad situation. It's really easy to blame the police officer that shows up during a violent confrontation. It's really easy to blame the police officer as girls are trying to stab one another and men are trying to stomp girls' head into the ground. It's real easy and convenient to blame the police officer and not look at the individuals and their actions to hold them responsible. And this is now the hand that the police officer is dealt. And he's forced to be all in every day he goes to work. But, you know, let's check in on the Democrat Party here. Let's see what the Democrat Party is up to. Let's check. Maybe this has something to do with it. Let's check out what the Democrats are up to in clip 15. So that's nice. Putting a little girl with a bullhorn telling the police that they're bad people. That's good. That's good. I'm sure that, boy, I sure hope that she never has a bad run-in with the police. Sure would have nothing to do with how she was brought up. Yeah, there's a bunch of little kids with F the police signs. Yeah, boy, that's really a good way to raise your kids. You want to stop violence against people by police. You want to stop violent confrontations with citizens and police. That's a good start right there, don't you think, guys? That'll do it. That'll really do it. That's the Democrats, though. Let's continue to check on the Democrats. They're losing their mind. Check out this Democrat representative in Texas and try not to laugh at how hilarious she is in her presentation.
That 21-year-old pimp. That 21-year-old pimp, that 21-year-old trafficker who is not yet a convicted felon, roll on into any place you want and buy a gun under this provision and walk around in whatever way you want. No training, no understanding, Wild West pimp style. That's what this bill does. And then that pimp can roll into whatever small businesses in your community with their stable of girls, and they can flaunt it. Wild West pimp style.
This is all about a constitutional carry bill. And this woman's talking about pimps running around with their flocks of women. Oh, man. Constitutional carry. By the way, here in Austin, the city council is trying to take away our right to carry. That's nice. That's, again, the Democrats. They think constitutional carry equals just pimps. I mean, just pimps walking around with hordes of women into convenience stores and getting guns. This is the Democrats. Pimp style. My fellow pimps. We're pimping now. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Again, this is the Democrats. Let's take a look at this Democrat voter who wants you to know her correct pronouns in clip 18.
Just a friendly reminder that my pronouns are she and they.
These people are not deranged at all. This is totally normal human behavior we're witnessing here. The Democrats added again. They're upset with Joe Biden now. And so this is not a cult, by the way. This is not a cult. They are now taking dozens of wheelbarrows of cow manure and dumping it in front of the White House to protest Biden's BS climate plan. Guys, just roll the B-roll here. I'll do some commentary. There's some cursing, I believe, here. Wait, play the video. All right, we clip 19. There they are. Do we have audio, guys? Let's hear some audio here. Well, that's why we can't play the audio. Okay. So they're just cursing. They're walking around D.C. chanting bull she it. And there they are dumping cow manure in the middle of the road. Oh, but their wheelbarrows are pink. And say love because they're protesting Biden's BS climate change plan. These people are not the brightest. They're not the sharpest tool in the shed, as they say. They're not the brightest bulb in the batch. Oh, they even have their kids doing it, too. Look at these deranged loonies. Oh, here, give me the audio. Not a cult, though. Not a cult. This is not a cult. Here, guys, roll that clip where they're banging. They love banging things. Everything's a drum to these people. Here, go with it. What? Did I just hear a woo?
This is not a cult, though. Guys, we are not a cult. We promise. We just all do the exact same things, and it all happens to be very abnormal behavior. Not a cult, though. So they're upset. They are upset about Biden's lack of climate change plan. I don't know. They don't even know what they want. They just like to bang things and pretend everything's a drum. That's what these people are into. That's the Democrats. Let's continue to check out the Democrat voters in clip 8. These are the anti-racists. Here's what the anti-racists say in New York.
We don't want you here.
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 We don't want your money.
We don't want your money.
We don't want your
It's funny, though. Pause it, because this guy appears to be white, but I don't know. Maybe he's black. So they're saying white people aren't welcome. We don't want your money. Really, do any of you own that restaurant? My guess is the restaurant owner, I don't know what skin color they are. My guess is that the restaurant owner will take money from white people or black people or anything because they own a business. Just my thought. But then this guy, who's probably never owned any business, says, we don't want your money. Well, nobody's paying you any money. You don't have a job. Except maybe you take taxpayer dollars. But again, that's the Democrat voter in New York saying white people aren't welcome here. Let's continue to check in on the Democrats in clip 9. This is in Minneapolis. Let's see what they have to say now.
We need to go way beyond voting at this point.
That's right.
We need to be coming out here every single day if that's what it takes until we get justice for the people that they murdered a week ago they've already forgotten about. The only reason, once again, that we got this conviction is because we showed up. Because
you burned cities to the ground?
And
yeah.
If we don't keep showing
up, you're terrorists.
And if we don't change laws and we don't attack the system from every single fucking angle we can, we will be here again.
Down with the system, the whole system that props them up, the whole system that they want to give them free money. Good luck with that. Again, that's the Democrats. And then you can just see the B-roll of clip 12. Democrats stormed the Oklahoma Capitol building today because they were upset that Republicans were passing bills to protect people that are trying to flee riots in their vehicles and protect police from being doxxed by these terrorist Democrats. So they're falling apart. They're becoming completely unhinged. They are a danger to themselves and everyone else around them. Maybe we should remove police from these areas to protect the police because they're targets now, thanks to the Democrats. All right, when we come back, ladies and gentlemen, Ivan Raiklin is going to be joining me in about 10 minutes. Remember, everything we do here is possible with your support at InfoWarsStore.com. I'm a big proponent of the supplements at InfoWarsStore.com, including vitamin, mineral, Fusion, which is exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. It's the Wild West. It's Wild Wild West pimp game. Don't you know constitutional carry is Wild Wild West pimp style? Get your pimp game strong, man. It's constitutional carry now. We're all pimps.
Federal government commissioned secret radiation experiments on thousands of non-consenting patients. Hundreds of hospitals in the U.S. injected healthy men, women, and children with uranium and plutonium at dosage levels ranging from non-therapeutic to lethal, killing many of the test subjects.
Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, is one of the most important films ever made. 14 years ago, we tracked and documented the Bilderberg Group's activities and their plan for a great reset using the threat of a fake virus. The film now is more important than ever. When it shot to number one on Amazon last year, they banned it. We have it back in print, available now at InfoWarsStore.com, selling them as low as $3.95 a piece when you buy them in bulk. And there's a zero country code, so anywhere on the planet, you can make copies. In fact, I want you to make copies. You are the Paul Revere's, 1776 World. Worldwide, 1776 worldwide. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, available now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Again, I don't like to lecture people. I'm a very private person, but because of the globalists and their attack on humanity, I've been forced the last 27 years to be a public figure, and we've given the globalists one hell of a run for their money because of God. And I know some of our listeners get mad when I talk about God all day, but just give me a break. The Satanism's out in the open. I've always been a Christian, but now the fact that it's a fight between good and evil is so clear. And I get it. A lot of you have been turned off by big churches. A lot of you have been turned off by the corrupt priest class system, and I get it, me too. Believe me, I'm one of them. But it's that relationship with God and just God's universe that God created that is so essential. And God created the universe for us to have communion with God through and to have life. And so that's what InfoWars is really all about. So thank you all for your word of mouth. Thank you for spreading the word about InfoWars. And thank you for supporting us to keep us on air by visiting InfoWarsStore.com. Because without your daily and weekly and monthly purchases, we'll be taken off the air. So thank you for the support. InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Future is now.
This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
We have made the deliberate decision to temporarily enhance police officers' authority for the duration of the stay-at-home order. Moving forward, police will have the authority to require any individual who is not in a place of residence to first provide their purpose for not being at home and provide their home address. Police will also have the authority to stop a vehicle to inquire about an individual's reason for leaving their residence.
Stay home, keep your distance, or now pay the price.
Police with axes and assault rifles raided this venue in Sao Paulo and found about 600 partygoers, most without masks.
It was a case of asking people to go home, and if they didn't, arresting them.
9 police checkpoints have now been set up around the perimeter of Auckland as its 1.6 million residents return to level 3 lockdown.
This is the video that raised questions about how New York City is enforcing social distancing.
A man was handcuffed in the stands for not wearing a mask.
Disturbing video showing a violent clash between apparent social distancing violators and police in Brooklyn. And this cell phone video capturing the moment an officer waves a taser and repeatedly strikes a bystander during a social distancing bust.
Look, he ain't even do no.
Get your hands off of me! You are kidnapping me! I have done nothing illegal!
Canadians are being hit with penalties now as governments move to reinforce the shutdowns right across the country.
And the city is also taking their mask mandate seriously. A fire rescue commissioner from the Tampa area was arrested on Duval Street Wednesday night when he and others were spotted without masks.
It's more than just a suggestion. It is a CDC recommendation that has all become sort of like lock law that you can't really trifle with.
Ladies and gentlemen, this gathering is unfortunately unlawful. Under the coronavirus regulations we have currently.
The officer explains that she's being arrested. When she continues to resist, he uses his taser.
Put your hands right here.
No, sir. You're not going to be detained.
Yes, you are. I will tase you right now.
What disturbance did I cause? What date?
March 12th at Longo's.
How did I cause a disturbance? I claimed the mask exemption, and I did my shopping, and I left. So you cannot arrest me. I'm not getting out of the car.
They've locked off the entire f***ing street with cop cars, SUVs, cop cars, blocked streets, both ends.
So it's amazing, all this police overreach and brutality because of a fake pandemic and a nonsensical mask mandate. But the media and the left have no problems with any of those instances because, see, that's when the police are being used as their force. So when the police are being used for the force of the left and the Democrats, they love the police. But when the police are actually trying to do their job and maybe make a mistake, they're the worst person ever and they should all die. Again, that's the left, the Democrats saying that. This was a funny thing just posted by a popular individual on Twitter, Malcolm Flex. He says he's got his son, his first book, My First Knife Fight. And you can see the two young black gentlemen there sparring with a knife, getting ready. Hopefully one of them stabs the other to death. This is fun. This is normal for children, says BLM. My First Knife Fight. I'm sorry. It wouldn't be. Look. It's hilarious how insane these people are, but it's not funny because they actually are, you know, actively destroying everything that is good and wholesome and all of our freedoms and destroying the United States of America and hope for the world that they could be free and have upward mobility and prosperity. The Democrats are destroying that but they are going completely insane, and so it is kind of funny to watch. Remember, folks, we're always at the tip of the spear. We knew all of this was coming with the fake pandemic shutdown to crash the economy and use police enforcement to turn them into a political body. So we need to be on air so we can continue to bring you this news. Shop at InfoWarsStore.com. Big specials at InfoWarsStore.com. The 1776 t-shirt deal is live right now. We've got Alpha Power back in stock as well. 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
Cognitive dissonance is a major issue amongst the left. It can be very stressful dealing with facts you refuse to accept. If you have a family member suffering from this degenerative mental condition, buy them a bottle of Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com. Studies have suggested that fish oils and fish oil supplementation can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease triglyceride levels, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and provide a soothing reduction in inflammatory responses in joints and the digestive system. Recent studies have suggested that high EPA and DHA fish oil can stimulate immune function by increasing the concentration and activity of immune cells. It worked for my family, and now I can have a logical and calm discussion about actual facts that pertain to reality. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil for a friend, family member, or yourself at InfoWarsStore.com.
We are now into the second hour of the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. Ivan Raiklin is with me, and we're going to be discussing some of the audits to the 2020 presidential election that are ongoing and what this could mean for future elections. By the way, President Trump addressed an audience at Mar-a-Lago this week, and he said he promised that what happened in 2020 to our elections would never happen again. Bold words from the former president. I'm a bit skeptical, to be honest. But a headline today in the Washington Examiner, and there's videos of this as well. Trucks haul ballot machines to Arizona Convention Center for Maricopa County election audit. The Republicans in Arizona are very proud that they're doing this. We'll see what turns up. Of course, we already know that there was enough of a margin of a difference with the known either errors to the system or illegal votes that were cast. The margin was larger than the margin of victory for Biden in seven states. So an audit in any of these states could have overturned the states. But of course, we couldn't let that happen. We couldn't let Trump win in the landslide election that he won. So Ivan Raiklin joins me now. What are you monitoring here? What is the biggest story with these vote audits from the 2020 election? What do you think is going to happen in Maricopa County?
Hey, yeah, Owen, I just wanted to contextualize the results of what we could potentially see over the next few months. Are you hearing me okay?
Yeah, you're good.
Okay, excellent. Yeah, so as we saw earlier this week on Monday in New Hampshire, there was a local meeting in Windham, I think it's a township in New Hampshire, to discuss whether or not they're going to conduct an audit. Now, I'm going to give you an overview of there's really seven, eight jurisdictions that could potentially go through an audit, and then that would eventually, after a successful audit, change the outcome of what the state legislature should have submitted in terms of an electoral vote to the U.S. Congress. So New Hampshire is one. The reason why that's important is that you have four electoral votes. The Republican governor was elected, reelected. The state legislature went from blue to red, both in the state House and the state Senate. However, President Trump lost. So that's an anomaly. They're going to take a look at that. Although it only applies to Windham, there may be similar machines at play that could eventually force an audit for the whole state. Now let's move on to Maricopa, right? Today, they just initiated the initial phases of an audit that looks like it's going to take maybe weeks, maybe a couple of months is what I'm hearing. Now, the importance of Arizona is actually several fold. And we're looking at 2.1 million ballots are going to be looked at. They're going to look at it from an analog standpoint, whether and hand recount it. And then they're also going to look at the digital component for a digital forensic analysis of the machines and the software to determine if there was any shenanigans. Now, what does that mean? that could apply to the presidential election. And if they look at the U.S. Senate race there, that could potentially also impact the outcome of the U.S. Senate race last year, resulting in a potentially a Martha McSally victory. And that changes the dynamic of the U.S. Senate from a 50-50 split with a tiebreak to going to the Democrats to a 51-49. And maybe that is one of the reasons why they're trying to quickly bring in the District of Columbia into the fold as a state so that it becomes a 52-50 in favor of a Democratic Party U.S. Senate. Now, that's not the only place that audits are potentially coming on the horizon over the next several weeks. Last month, a judge in Fulton County, Georgia, mentioned that a private group was potentially going to be allowed to do an audit themselves. Now, if we learn a lot from Arizona and New Hampshire, that will feed and allow other states to do even a more substantive and efficient audit as we move forward. And what that could do in Fulton County, that could also potentially flip two Senate seats and the electors from that state of Georgia. And then let's keep moving on to Antrim, then having a domino effect into the greater Michigan area, you know, Wisconsin. Let's see here, what else? Georgia, Wisconsin, Arizona, Michigan, Pennsylvania, New Hampshire. And then I would say the seventh jurisdiction that no one's talking about that really needs to be looked at is, and I talked about this back in late November, early December. We need to take a look at also Nebraska. Nebraska's second congressional district was won by Congressman Bacon, I believe, by an overwhelming margin compared to Trump. So he outperformed Trump significantly in that district, and the whole state went to Trump. So that requires a little bit of scrutiny. And I think that as we scrutinize it more, you're going to get pushback from different folks. And these are questions that need to be asked. Why are we getting pushback from folks in Georgia? You know, what is the reason behind it? Is Mike Pence somehow coordinating with Brian Kemp and Brad Raffensperger to make sure that those audits don't occur so that the outcome stays the way it is? Is Ben Sasse in Nebraska going to be involved in making sure that those audits in Nebraska don't happen in favor of Trump? I mean, these are the things that I'm thinking through. And if anybody has any direct evidence to support that hypothesis, I would love to hear it. You can hit me up on Telegram. Let's keep moving to Wisconsin. Why didn't the Republican legislature in Wisconsin want to have an audit already? Is it because, again, Mike Pence is communicating with Paul Ryan and Reince Priebus to make sure that that doesn't happen, to make sure that Trump does not get back into office so that they have an opportunity to regain power in the White House for 2024? I don't know. These are questions that need to be asked, and so on and so forth. I mean, what's the relationship with Mike Pence and Doug Ducey? Was there a conversation over the course of November 3rd to January 6th to avoid any scrutiny, audits, and I guess a more invasive look into the election system at that point? Those are questions that I think need to be asked and answered by specifically Mike Pence, by specifically all the names that I just mentioned. I'll pause there.
Well, what would you say to somebody like me, quite frankly, who, because of watching our election get stolen in 2020, I have no faith in the system at all anymore? What would you say to somebody like me who says, yeah, they may audit this vote, but I don't have any faith that it's going to change anything or that you're going to discover anything?
So I would say that the victory, if you're a patriot, there's a minimal victory that we can achieve and then a maximum victory that we can achieve. And I say that patriots of all U.S. citizens that want rule of law in the election process, I think the minimum that we should strive for is a full audit. And then however it shakes out, it shakes out. I think for me personally, if I see that the audit is done and you know, it results in transparent process, I will accept the results, whatever they may be. It could be that, you know, Biden ends up winning. But based on the evidence that I've seen, it's probably not going to be the case. And then that's at a minimum, we'll gain confidence in the election process because we'll have uncovered some of the shenanigans to then fix them for 2022. And that's for Arizona and any other jurisdiction that conducts a full forensic and analog audit.
So let's talk about that Arizona then. So you've got the 2.1 million votes being audited in Maricopa County. What are they looking for exactly? And if they should find it, what happens then?
All right. So the way I understand it is that they're looking at doing a hand recount. They're going to check the for the absentee ballots. They're going to do signature match at some level. And then also on the digital side, they're going to take a look at the machines to see if there's any sort of, the weighted vote that's been alleged by Mike Lindell through his movies, his documentary movies, and some other folks that are out there. I think Jovan Pulitzer has identified some information there. But all in the collective, they're going to, I think, apply those. They're going to look at anomalies. They're going to look at the digital piece and then the analog piece. But let me just kind of, before we wrap up here in this segment, the other part I want to talk about is that's the minimal thing, is to gain confidence in our election system so that we will be confident in voting again. And on the other spectrum, the maximal win is a 54 to 46 Senate at a minimum for a Republican Party, a flip of the House if we identify five House seats that were supposed to be Republican and not Democrat. And then lastly, discrediting a minimum, if we discredit a minimum of 37 electoral votes showing that they should have gone to President Trump, that means that it would force a contingent election under the 12th Amendment. And we can discuss that in the next, after the break, if you want to.
Yeah, let's do that, because the Democrats are obviously rushing forward with the 51st state and everything, because maybe they are afraid that they're about to lose the Senate.
I'm a very humble person, but I'm also a bold person. And so as bad as things are with the globalists attacking humanity, with all the terrible things that are unfolding, I want you to know that a lot of positive things are happening as well. I'm a public figure, so I get to see things the general public doesn't get to see. And let me tell you, whether it's police chiefs or members of Congress or even folks in Hollywood or mainstream media or industry, people are really, really awake in the establishment. They don't want to go along with the globalists, but they're scared. They're looking for leadership. Well, that's where InfoWars comes in. You fund us, you support InfoWarsStore.com, you get great products at the same time. We will then go out and do what the globalists say is unpopular, what the globalists will target you for, to show people that it's safe to tell the truth and to take the heat. That's our job. So please keep us on air so we can hit the barbed wire, so we can be the shock troops in the information war. Fund us at InfoWarsStore.com.
One of the most popular memes on the internet in the last decade has been Alex Jones was right, but it now routinely trends number one on platforms like Twitter and Facebook, making the globalists pull their hair out in anger. But let me tell you, we are tomorrow's news today, and thanks to your support, we're still on air at InfoWars.com and Band.video and radio stations and TV stations across the country. And our film Endgame, censored and taken offline by Amazon when it hit number one a few years ago, is now available again. We have reprinted it on high-quality DVD in HD. It has a zero country code, meaning anyone in the world is authorized to make copies of it, and I'm asking you to get the original, make copies, give it to everyone you know, air it on local access TV, give it to your pastors, your police chiefs, your state reps, your prime ministers, whatever you do, warn the world. This film uses their own documents and own statements 14 years ago to expose them. It's more important than ever. Available at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Ivan Raiklin on the InfoWars War Room with us, talking about the audit in Arizona and what it could potentially mean for other places where I think we all believe our election was stolen. Ivan, before you get back to, you know, where this could kind of go down the mountain here, where the snowball could fall, Joe Biden did not get 84 million votes or whatever they're claiming, okay? How can we use these audits to prove this? I mean, to me, this is like the easiest thing. There's no way in hell Joe Biden got 80 plus million votes. I mean, I understand doing specific audits, but I'm just concerned that there's nothing that's really going to come of this because it's local stuff. The media won't cover it. I mean, I don't know. You're shaking your head, but I mean, to me, it's like Biden didn't get 81 million votes or whatever they're saying. That should be easy to prove.
Yeah, so I think your sentiment is probably everybody's sentiment that's pretty much given up. The way I see it is that I think there's now overwhelming support at the grassroots level led by Kelly Ward and the Arizona Patriots to push for an audit because they feel like something happened. I mean, there are thousands of affidavits of people that said that there were some shenanigans going on. So I think this is how the domino effect occurs. So right now, under the current status, Joe Biden received 306 electoral votes. Now, 270 was what was necessary to win the presidency. That means if we're to show through audits, 37 of those electoral votes, it's basically a combination of three states that show that those 37 electoral votes were sent to the U.S. Congress on January 6th and received and approved to be fraudulent, unconstitutional, or incorrectly sent, it puts us in uncharted territory in the sense that 11 of those electoral votes from Arizona, 16 from Georgia, say 20 from Pennsylvania, or 10 from Wisconsin, or 16 from Michigan, in the combination, if 37 or more are discredited, that means that Joe Biden doesn't have the 270. And if you don't have 270, you don't have the majority of the 538 electoral votes throughout the country to be the president. What does that mean? Under the 12th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, it states that if you don't have a majority, then the majority state's delegation is the one that decides who the president is. So if we get to that point, there will be it's called a contingent election. And I think we discussed this back in December, January timeframe. We kind of go back to that. With overwhelming proof and evidence, if that audit shows that, it would then trigger the U.S. Congress. And I would say Mo Brooks should be the one spearheading this since he was the first congressman to understand the 12th Amendment framework and articulate it. What that would do is one state would have one vote of the 50 states. And guess what? D.C. would not have a vote under its current status. The Democrats are creating backstops knowing that they're about to be exposed to be able to defend from what is about to occur. So let's just say, for example, all of this occurs what I'm discussing. In order to defend from that, here's what the Democrat strategy, I think, is. One, go into full lawfare, delay, disrupt the audits through legal means in the courts. We've seen that over the last few months. Two, probably deploy BLM and Antifa to physically disrupt these audits from occurring. That's why we need to protect the integrity of them. Three, go ahead and create a new state so that you have another state that could potentially vote if we do have a contingent election, right? Because under the 12th Amendment, only states vote in that process. And we could be in a position where there's we'll see. The other component is they're trying to pack the court with a packed U.S. Senate from the D.C. Statehood so that they can confirm four more judges so that by the time they bring this case up to the Supreme Court saying that, oh, yeah, even though there was fraud, even though those electors were submitted illegally, unconstitutionally, Mike Pence participated in that process illegally, it's too late. You didn't bring it in time. And they'll have a ruling with 13 Supreme Court justices, it'd be 7-4 and maybe even worse because these justices don't have a spine. I mean, that's the Democrat playbook right now. They're going to go into lawfare all the way up to including the Supreme Court by just totally gutting the Constitution and adding to that, creating a new state, It's all a political power grab. It's not necessarily for what they're trying to convince people that it is. Oh, it's for so that more people can vote. And oh, by the way, they're going to discredit the audits and they're going to claim that it's racist to remove votes that were conducted by dead voters and AI chatbots. I don't know. That's
well, and if you look to just get back to the Senate angle, they did the exact same thing with the runoffs or the special elections for the two Senate seats in Georgia, where the Republicans were ahead all night and then just right before the buzzer, Democrats magically get the perfect number of votes to win. I mean, there's clearly something going on there, probably a technological thing. Here's my concern, though, Ivan. I don't see, at least as of now and past behavior proves, the Republicans don't have near the fight or the will in them to do something about this that the Democrats do. The Democrats clearly have the fight and the will to do whatever their agenda is, whether it's steal elections, get a 51st state, whatever it is. They're all on board. They're gung-ho. They're getting it done. Republicans seem to just want to wipe their hands of the issue. They seem to think January 6th, they're glad that that happened because now I don't have to fight for fair elections. Now I don't have to fight to save America from the Democrat power grab. That's just kind of what it seems like to me.
I agree with you 100%. But however, there's hope. So when I mentioned this earlier in the previous segment, is that you not only have the Democrats that are fighting to make sure that the audits don't occur, but it almost seems as though the rhinos in the entire party are also making sure that that happens to pave the way to delete the America First Patriot movement so that they have the ability to promote their own potential 2024 presidential run. And I named them, right? Mike Pence, Paul Ryan, I'm sure probably Reince Priebus is in the mix, Ben Sasse, these folks, right? Now, there is hope because I was at a conference last week in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and I will tell you this. I mean, you know I've been to several Trump rallies, and the level of enthusiasm is just massive at those events.
Let me just pause you right there because I want to do this coming back on the next segment because I had a bunch of people tell me about the energy at that conference. Mike Flynn's speech.
Oh, my.
Lynn Wood's speech. So let's put this on pause and let's actually have you talk about this in the next segment because nobody really talked about this conference. I didn't really see or hear much about it just other than just people, you know, buzzing. Hey, did you see this? Sending me links and stuff. So let's talk about that conference in the next segment when you come back. Remember, folks, everything we do here is possible with your support at InfoWarsStore.com. I'm grateful to even be on air. I've been completely deplatformed, but I'm right here live with you at band.video and all the other unique URLs we have thanks to your support at InfoWarsStore.com. So we got to let you know, back in stock and on sale, Alpha Power 40% off, Prostaguard 40% off, Pure Turmeric Extract 40% off, and Winter Sun Vitamin D 40% off. Folks, that is the best vitamin D supplement that you're going to get on the market, okay? And they don't want you to know the power of vitamins and minerals and supplements. That's why they try to ban us from being on air. But you want to know why Michigan probably has the worst COVID case rates versus California? It's because California has a lot of sun. Michigan, not so much sun. That's the vitamin D. All right. Now, if I say anything more, they'll probably, you know, tell us we can't sell vitamin D anymore. But get Winter Sun Plus at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back.
Granny Do Right. Granny Do Right. Thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alan, first of all, let me say I love your products. I am a granny. And for all the senior citizens out there that may have spent a lifetime in the sun like me, I was loaded up with sunspots or age spots, as they're lovingly called. But since taking your X2 for the last couple of years, my skin is just really gorgeous, actually. People think I'm 55 years old. And I was already taking your other supplements, but I thought, you know, well, maybe that's what I need to do because I just thought it was a hopeless situation. But when I started taking it, I mean, it doesn't happen immediately, but, you know, over a period of time, I started noticing, okay, you know, this is the ticket. This is working. This is wonderful. You know, I don't have to put on Dermablend anymore, you know. So anyway, it worked wonderfully, and it really has totally cleared up my skin.
The world is awakening. The world is beginning to understand the globalist paradigm. They are discovering the globalist, the elites, the manipulation, the CFR, the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderberg Group, the Bohemian Grove, the Club of Rome. And so, even though it seems like the globalists are winning, the truth is, They've had to come out in the open to attack human freedom because they're actually losing. We have forced them out in the open. So as bad as these times are, and a lot of negative things are about to happen, realize humanity is winning. You've got to trust in the plan of God and trust in the plan of God's justice. That is invincible. That is ethereal, timeless, and unstoppable. So don't trust in man, trust in God to lead, guide, and direct your soul, and then take action against the globalists. And realize, you've got my commitment from Alex Jones and my crew to you. We will never back down from the globalists, and we will never surrender.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand.
The globalists fear this film made 14 years ago. It is the blueprint for their plan to take over the world. It is the blueprint for the Great Reset. It is Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement, available right now at InfoWarsStore.com with a zero country code, meaning you can make copies of it anywhere in the world. I strongly suggest you get the film Endgame at InfoWarsStore.com. I strongly suggest you make copies and share it. And if you take that action, I demand you tell others you've given a copy to that they make copies and share it as well. That will trigger distribution by proxy, meaning we the people cannot be stopped. Epic is one of only a handful of domain registrars that promote free speech and freedom of association. And they know that big tech is buying up almost all the other major companies and engaging in massive censorship and organized crime racketeering. That's why they've been massively expanding their services. So whether you have domains or want to register a domain or want help building a website or want servers or any other major service, they've got it all and they're expanding. And if you go to InfoWarsDomains.com and follow that link, you get all their services at the lowest price, and 25% of your sign up for a new domain or a domain you move goes to fund the InfoWar, and then we get 5% as well for any servers or any other type of services that you get from them. So it's a win-win as we build a true open free internet again, because the globalists are destroying what was open and what was free. So InfoWarsDomains.com, the revolution starts there. InfoWarsDomains.com, take action now.
Infowars.com/show. You're listening to the sworn enemy of fake news. It's the War Room.
We've got Ivan Raiklin with us here for another segment. I had a bunch of people telling me about this conference. Mike Flynn spoke at it, Lynn Wood, some others spoke at it, and they said there's just incredible energy. And, you know, I'll just say this. When Ivan is on, he's like the ultimate optimist, and so I just kind of play a bit of the pessimist role here. I mean, I'm not, I believe everything I'm saying. It's just kind of that give and take between the two of us. You know, and Ivan, I will say this in a positive light, too. I'm like just a media consumer extraordinaire. It's probably kind of a sick how much media I consume. And I'm listening to talk radio, and more than ever are people calling in saying the left is out of control. The Democrats are dangerous. I never thought it would get this bad. So the average American is starting to understand how bad it is. They just don't really see behind the curtain. They just see kind of the Democrats at surface level and their insanity and everything they're trying to do that's going to destroy this country. But I think that energy was also portrayed at this event that you were talking about that had such great speakers. So I had multiple people tell me about this. You were telling me about this off air. So talk about this event last weekend in Tulsa and the energy and everything that happened there. Is that us or him, guys? Go ahead.
How about now? Is it working?
Yep. There you go.
Yeah, so the event was not really publicized. You said you consume a lot of information. Most people that I know were not aware of it. It was publicized on Telegram. So with that said, I recommend patriots to jump on Telegram and follow a few accounts. I think Patrick Byrne pushed it out, Lynn Wood, Sidney Powell, and Mike Lindell through their platforms. And what was originally going to be a from what I heard from Clay Clark, who organized the event. It was going to be originally, I think, a 400-person event. And then because so many people requested tickets for it after they saw who was speaking there, it ended up turning into he tried to identify a location that would accommodate a lot more people. And the biggest venue that he was able to find was a mega church in Tulsa. And after 50,000 people requested tickets, they were only able to accommodate, I think, over 4,200 people at the church. And so it was the Rhema Bible Church, R-H-E-M-A. And so the level of enthusiasm, I mean, it was just ridiculous. I've been to Trump, like I said before the break, I've been to Trump rallies and the enthusiasm level is high. This was, let's just put it this way to contextualize it. Oklahoma has 77 counties. 77 of those counties voted for Trump in 2020. Okay? And so you had 4,200 people that attended. And I honestly saw one person with a mask on. And after a few minutes, that person either left the venue or took their mask off, because I never saw a mask again after the first few minutes when the conference opened. And guess what? It's been a week and I feel perfect. I have no cold, no symptoms of any which way or form. I mean, we're hugging, we're shaking hands, we're doing everything. I'd say we're more focused on socialism distancing than anything else. And that's the level. I mean, it was just through the roof. If you watch some of the videos, I think at one point General Flynn, when he said, you know, there's a lot of politicians out there that are parading across the podiums throughout America, touting what they're going to do in 2024 and running for office. He's like, I could care less. If we don't fix the election in from 2020, there will be no 2022. There will be no 2024. And that's why I personally am focused on my time to make sure that we clear up 2020 by educating folks. You know, it's not a wasted cause. Again, at a minimum, we gain trust in the system. At a maximum, we get a trifecta in all three branches of government, or not, basically we maintain and then keep three in the three branches of government in order to be able to maintain some sort of stability and progress. I mean, today, I don't even know what to call him. Gentleman said that he was going to raise taxes 40%+. The stock market went down. So as part of that speech, going back to the speech, when General Flynn said, you know, why are these guys trying to act like they're going to run for office when we already have a president, is what he said. And the crowd went completely blitz, probably for a 1 or 2 minute standing ovation, which they started yelling Trump, and it transitioned into USA. And that's the kind of energy that was throughout the entire the 2 day conference.
Well, there's no doubt that scares the anti-American globalists and the Democrats, that they claim that they have the grassroots. They claim that, you know, that's all theirs. It's not anymore. They have to steal it. They have to fake it to make it. And, you know, the 2020 election was the perfect example. But I mean, I see the enthusiasm. And so I'm wondering, how do we get our foothold? How do we gain any leverage? You know, the left owns the media. The Democrat Party is just hell-bent on all their corruption. It seems that nothing is stopping them at this point. Where do the American people get their leverage back?
No, so I just totally disagree with you. I think that event was kind of a revival event to kick things off. It's springtime. Everyone is over and understood that what happened on January 6th was a overwhelmingly peaceful rally, both inside and outside of the Capitol. The only person that was killed was one individual, Ashley Babbitt, at the hands of Nancy Pelosi, because she's the one ultimately responsible on the rules of engagement for the sergeant of the arms. And the sergeant of the arms then tells his Capitol Police what they can and can't do. So I rest the responsibility of that basically murder of Ashley Babbitt on the hands of
Nancy
Pelosi.
Yeah, that's why they don't want that officer's name out, because as soon as we get the name and the rank, it'll be a Democrat to blame.
Correct. And that's why they didn't want to have witnesses at the Senate trial, because top of the list that I was recommending as well was you have to bring in Nancy Pelosi in order to determine whether or not she was the one that denied, along with the mayor of D.C., the additional National Guard presence to make sure that the Capitol was protected in the event that, I mean, anytime you have a massive event, I don't care who's there, You want to have additional layers of security with increased numbers, even if they are all mostly patriotic and peaceful. And she refused that. So, again, proximate cause was her for.
Well, and we were there in November.
Denying the.
There was
the
more security. There was more security all around D.C. in November than there was in January. And they knew the January event was going to be bigger.
Right. Exactly. So I kind of went on a tangent there. I wanted to mention one thing before we kind of wrap up, Owen. So that was the initial phase of kind of getting everybody back engaged into the political process to try to get our country back. The audits are the most important thing, in my opinion, right now. So what I'm going to be doing this weekend, I'm actually going to be heading down to Mar-a-Lago and speaking with Mo Brooks, who I'm going to hopefully have a nice conversation with to get him and the Freedom Caucus ready for a potential contingent election under the 12th Amendment, should these audits result in a 37 electoral vote flip. So if everybody that's listening can help out, if you're in Arizona, please go and rally and protect and defend and participate if there's still volunteer opportunities to volunteer for the audit there. Keep an eye on all the different audits. A couple accounts that I would recommend that you follow to keep an eye on what's going on is Patrick Byrne's account on Telegram, Sidney Powell's account on Telegram. Those are probably the two, and then Mike Lindell. And then to answer the question, you kind of said, what do we do now that they own the media? Well, they don't. Now that Mike Lindell is launching his new platform, Frank Speech, we still have the ability to communicate on Telegram. There's Clout Hub. There's all these alternate platforms, and I recommend getting completely off. I'm completely off of the previous legacy anti-free speech platforms. I'm only on Telegram, Gab, Clout Hub, and now Frank Speech. And let me take a look at what else is out there. I think I hit them all. Parler is still kind of alive. So, yeah, there you go. So that's how we start. Don't spend any energy, time, resources, or anything on companies that do not represent our values. So we can bankrupt them. We have the resources to do it. You just got to flip the switch, and that's you got to do that as an individual.
The fight for America is on, no doubt. Ivan Ranklin, thank you for joining us today.
Hey, thanks, Owen. Anytime.
All right, when we come back, we're going to talk about some of the things that Biden's stolen White House is up to.
The globalists are purposely collapsing our world. They are creating insecurity, crime, war, and famine. All of us should do everything we can to get prepared and get ready for ourselves and our family's sakes, but also our community. And CitizenStronghold.com is the best place to go to get high-quality body armor at the lowest price you're going to find. Again, this is high-quality body armor at the lowest price you're going to find. We've worked with them for years, but they can never supply enough to our audience. They have massively expanded their factories. It's made right here in America, and they're ready to ship it to you right now. CitizenStronghold.com. When you go there, put in promo code Alex and get 10% off on your purchases. They have it for children. They have it for women. They have it for men. They have backpacks that then unfold and are full top body armor. They've got it all right now, ready to ship to you, 10% off. And the globalists are coming to try to stop the sale of it soon. That's why you need to get it now at CitizenStronghold.com, promo code Alex, and get 10% off.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned, arrested, attacked, and threatened because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video, download the videos, and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
than 70 years ago, the British royal family financed scientists to develop a plan for scientific dictatorship worldwide. That grew into the robber barons and then into the eugenics movement, Hitler, and of course the rest is history. Our film, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, has been censored on Amazon and many other big platforms, sending the documentary film back to the top of the charts. It's been selling online for as much as $300 a copy. Ladies and gentlemen, I have mass produced it again in the highest quality HD. It is available after not being available for years at InfoWarsStore.com. We're selling it for $14.95 for one copy, as low as $3.95 when you buy them in bulk to share with your friends and family. And every DVD has a zero country code, meaning you can burn copies of it anywhere in the world. I'm asking you to, I'm begging you to. This film predicted the Great Reset, the New World Order takeover, the fake virus, and so much more. That's why the film is evergreen and more explosive than ever. Get it today at InfoWarsStore.com. The people are awakening. They're taking control of their own environment. Cell phones are an amazing tool. Really, they're a supercomputer that's handheld. But big tech, large corporations, hackers, governments, foreign governments, the Chi-Coms especially, are using this to steal your data, to share your data, to be able to rig markets. When they're able to scoop up billions of people's data, they can actually predict on record what's going to happen in mass movements. Cutting them out of that data stream absolutely devastates their AI takeover. In their own words, they admit it. So I've been selling privacy pouches and blocket pockets and things like that for more than a decade. And now the units have gotten really lightweight. They're Faraday cages. They just look like a cloth envelope. They work absolutely great. And it just gives you that security to have power over your data and power over your identity when you are traveling and don't want Big Brother to know what you're up to because it's none of their business. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com today.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
We're back here on the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. Said we'd give you an update on what the Biden administration is up to. And they are going to increase your taxes. That's nice of them. Everything is increasing. I don't know why they have to increase taxes when they just print money out of thin air. Trillions of dollars, by the way. But yes, they're going to increase your taxes. Biden eyeing capital gains tax as high as 43.4%. For the wealthy, though. For the wealthy, he says. For the wealthy, no, it'll raise all your taxes. Biden to propose hike in capital gain taxes to pay for more child care. That's his excuse, more child care. But of course, is he talking about all the tens of thousands of children coming across the border illegally? The thousands of pregnant women coming across the border illegally, raising your taxes to pay for illegal immigration. Here's what's happened over the last year since the fake pandemic government tyranny shutdown and then the Biden election. Commodity prices over the last year. Lumber has gone up 265%. WTI crude has gone up 210%. Gasoline has gone up 182%. Brent crude has gone up 163%. You've seen those prices at the gas pumps. Heating oil up 107%. You may be seeing that in your energy bills. Corn up 84%. Copper up 83%. Soybeans up 72%. Silver up 65%. Sugar up 59%. Cotton up 54%. Platinum up 52%. Natural gas up 43%, palladium up 32%, wheat up 19%, coffee up 13%, gold up 3%. And the stock market today, down, down, down. Because Biden is going to increase taxes. Remember, the Biden administration proposed a $2 trillion infrastructure plan. The Republicans have released a counteroffer that only cost $568 billion, so a quarter of the price of Biden's infrastructure package, because that's pork barrel spending. That's all that was. So the new plan from the Republicans actually focuses on infrastructure, whereas the Biden plan would once again pay off all the Democrat subsidiaries and all of their friends and all of their little museums and stuff, like that Nancy Pelosi runs, the JFK Museum. That's what they do every time with these bills. The crooks in D.C., mostly operating under the Democrat name these days, especially with the infrastructure bills. So, but don't worry, Biden will probably come back and raise the stakes. It'll be a $3 trillion infrastructure bill, but you'll never see your roads get any better, because it's Democrats that run your cities and steal that money anyway. House approves bill that would admit Washington, D.C. as 51st state. So, yeah, they're rushing along that agenda. Anything they can to seize power. That's the totalitarian, authoritarian Democrats. And they stole enough seats in the Senate to maybe able to pull this one off. We'll have to watch. Foxconn's giant factory in Wisconsin sounded too good to be true. Turns out it was. And this is a CNN piece. They're celebrating. They're celebrating that Foxconn will no longer be building that massive facility in Wisconsin that could have employed tens of thousands of people. They're happy because why? Because they can blame Trump and that makes Trump look bad. See, Trump couldn't get it done. See, Trump didn't do it. Ha, ha, ha. And now a big giant factory that would employ tens of thousands of Americans won't open. Ha, ha, ha. See, Trump was wrong. You sick freaks. But they're hoping they can have a smaller deal with Foxconn. And they're saying they may be able to get a $672 million deal done that could bring in about 1,500 jobs, but not near the 3,013,000 jobs that they were working on. And I'm curious. I have a strange feeling. I'd have to go back and look, but I don't believe the Governor Scott Walker lost his election to the Democrat that is botching this deal up. Tony Evers beat Scott Walker. I thought that was popular. Maybe I'm wrong. But so a Democrat got in and the deal fell completely apart. And now the media is laughing because they can say, see, Trump was wrong. Biden climate envoy John Kerry said in a speech, we need to get carbon dioxide out of the atmosphere. Do you know what that means? Translate that. Everything must die. John Kerry, the climate envoy of Biden, says everything must die. Because, of course, you wouldn't have photosynthesis, and then you wouldn't have oxygen, and then you wouldn't have life. You are talking about the carbon life cycle here, and the Biden climate envoy wants to stop it, wants to stop the life cycle. Really incredible stuff. And then listen to this odd exchange between Biden and John Kerry. Listen to this odd exchange between the two in clip 17.
Mr. President, we very much appreciate being here, part of it.
Thank you, John. And we wouldn't be here, quite frankly, sponsoring this without you. So thank you.
Oh, thank you, Mr. President. Well, you called the summit.
Thank you. Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. But wait a second. You called this summit. Biden doesn't even know what's going on. Jill, John, you just thank you, John. Thank you. Thank you. You did such a great job. We wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you. Well, thank you. Thank you. But it was your idea. You actually called this summit, sir. What a joke. That was after he said to end life on planet Earth, translating end the carbon, get carbon dioxide out of the atmosphere. That would end life on planet Earth. Greta Thunberg is back and she's testifying on Capitol Hill. You know, here's what's odd about this. This tells me that they're getting ready for another big climate change push, and there's some other news that indicates that as well. How is it that this know-nothing girl from Sweden, I guess we shouldn't be mean to her, but But seriously, what does she know about anything? She's just some young girl from Sweden. She doesn't even go to school. And she doesn't look healthy either, by the way. But that's neither here nor there. How is it that she gets multiple speaking engagements in front of Congress, but we can't even have Alex Jones testify? The most banned man in the internet? The man whose free speech has been denied as much as anyone else in America? He's not allowed to speak. He never gets called to Congress, but some know-nothing little girl gets multiple appearances. It's very odd, isn't it? And of course, she's taught how to cry and virtue signal and make you feel guilty for climate. And then John Kerry says we have to end life on Earth. We have to end the carbon life cycle. Really weird stuff. If we could actually understand what they were saying, we'd think these people were aliens conquering planet Earth. Marjorie Taylor Greene confronts AOC on House floor and demands a debate on the Green New Deal. And apparently AOC has agreed to this debate. Now, I am a little confused here. Since when do Democrats actually have debates? Remember, they even canceled the presidential debates to protect Joe Biden. Liberals and Democrats never want to debate. We all know why they can't. Their ideas, their policies fall apart when introduced to reality and a stern debate. So will we actually see AOC and Marjorie Taylor Greene debate the Green New Deal? And how would that go? I would like to see more debates on issues like this. But so just imagine if this happens. We'll see how that goes. And now the big lie is happening here in Texas again from our local media and our local Democrats. Despite natural gas, this is from the Texas Tribune. Despite natural gas failures during winter storm, Texas lawmakers target renewable energy in its aftermath. No, it was the renewable energy that's why our power got shut down. And it was the cap limit that you put on our natural gas energy that caused it to shut down. And leave it to the local media and the Democrats to lie about the whole thing. So their green energy plan, their renewable energy with wind and solar kaput, put us into massive power outages. They put a cap on how much natural gas we could use, massive power outages, infrastructure still failing months later. And they say, oh, this is all your fault. Because you want to have natural gas, which is the number one thing with coal. So it's just unbelievable, the lies. And then they're going to use their big lies to shut down the power grid and make your energy so expensive you can't even afford to heat your home. That's the Green New Deal. I hope it doesn't get anywhere near us.
As negative as times are right now, and as depressing as things can be, you have to understand that this is all a test. This experience, this life on this planet is a reckoning. It's God giving us a chance to work things out in the third dimension so we can decide where we want to spend eternity and what level we want to go to. And it really does come down to that. So as sad as things are and as evil as things are, look at all the good in the world as well and realize that God is the author of our consciousness. God is the author of us having our own will. God is the author of us having free will, and that free will is a beautiful thing. And when you look at mainstream media and Hollywood and this whole evil culture and Washington, D.C. and Fauci and the mass cult, it's all about dominating your free will. It's all about telling you you're dirty and you're ugly, you're in the bad, because Satan hates you because you're made in the image of God, the creator of the universe.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with Super Male Vitality in the true Alpha Male Pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
War Room. Infowars.com/show.
The fight for the future is now.
This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
In this historical time of awakening, there are now millions of souls across the earth witnessing a powerful hidden hand manipulating humanity. Hidden, so it has no name, so it does not exist in the minds of labels and names. Hidden in the shadows, we will call it the Cabal. This great awakening is the greatest threat the Cabal has ever faced. And we have seen this criminal cabal deploy false flag after false flag to maintain their greatest power, invisibility. Here we will explore the most dire false flag event imaginable, the fake alien invasion. The alien UFO phenomena can be traced back for millennia. We could spend days going through the entire alien UFO mystery with all its fascinating half-truths and misinformation. But these details have been made into a distraction. What matters is if it's possible. Is the threat real? The technology exists. Before World War II, Nikola Tesla died, and we are told by the FBI that his groundbreaking technologies disappeared. After the start of World War II, Dr. Walther Gerlach, an expert on the fluorescence of mercury ions in the strong magnetic field, was brought onto the highly classified DeGlock project, otherwise known as the Bell. Surviving documents suggest that the Bell involved strange anti-gravity and time-altering effects. After the war, the entire project disappeared. Several Nazi scientists came to America under Operation Paperclip, where many of them joined Freemason astronauts and Jack Parsons' Satanist rocket fuel scientists to form NASA. Prior to this, the Invention Secrecy Act of 1951 was enacted, which allowed the U.S. government to suppress any new technology deemed a threat to the country. This led to the suppression of Stanley Meyer's water-fueled car, John Hutchinson's mysterious Hutchison effect. And as of 2010, over 5,000 inventions have been rendered secret. Through all this time, UFO sightings became more common. The entire alien UFO phenomena becomes a part of pop culture. The U.S. military develops direct energy weapons. Inexplicable damage seen at the World Trade Center 9/11 attacks and the California wildfires suggest some type of advanced weapon technology that has the ability to melt glass and steel and burns homes into a pulverized footprint of powdered ash. Whistleblowers with Stephen Greer's ongoing disclosure project have witnessed government projects wherein civilians are abducted in fake alien abduction scenarios. They have seen the top secret UFO type crafts that our military is developing, and they claim it would easily fool the public as being alien technology. If the Cabal were to deploy the fake alien invasion, it could be game over. The mask mandates have revealed how easily compliant the population is. They will believe whatever they are told, and the rest of us could be wiped out within weeks with direct energy weapons and whatever else they have up their sleeve. We are now seeing a sort of disclosure, as if they are preparing us, continuing to warn us of the alien threat. We know the Cabal has the will to do this, and it seems they have the means as well. But if we can destroy this evil cancer, then humanity has a chance. For Infowars.com, this is Greg Reese.
You can find that Greg Reese report and all Greg Reese reports at band.video. And of course, that's where you can download all of our content as well and share it across multiple platforms. You are the proxy distributors of the truth since we have all been banned, if you're still allowed. Download these videos, share these links. When we come back, Robert Barnes is joining us. I'm going to ask him what he thinks could be coming with a potential Chauvin appeal or a for sure Chauvin appeal in the future.
I am a very humble person, but I'm also a bold person. And so as bad as things are with the globalists attacking humanity, with all the terrible things that are unfolding, I want you to know that a lot of positive things are happening as well. I'm a public figure, so I get to see things the general public doesn't get to see. And let me tell you, whether it's police chiefs or members of Congress or even folks in Hollywood or mainstream media or industry, people are really, really awake in the establishment. They don't want to go along with the globalists, but they're scared. They're looking for leadership. Well, that's where InfoWars comes in. You fund us. You support InfoWarsStore.com. You get great products at the same time. We will then go out and do what the globalists say is unpopular, what the globalists will target you for, to show people that it's safe to tell the truth and to take the heat. That's our job. So please keep us on air so we can hit the barbed wire, so we can be the shock troops in the information war. Fund us at InfoWarsStore.com.
Third and final hour of the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. You know, while all of the media attention and while we were all distracted by the Chauvin case, you had some other big cases and sentencings happening that nobody wants to talk about. Port Authority bomber sentenced to life in prison. That's just an individual who back in December of 2017 tried to pipe bomb and murder dozens of people with a pipe bomb in the New York subway, but nobody really seemed to be interested in that story. He said he wanted to do it for ISIS, and so the media is not really interested in that. That would be racist to cover that. And of course, the Maxwell case, the Ghislaine Maxwell case that is still ongoing with new odd developments coming almost biweekly, but nobody wants to talk about that. By the way, Jeffrey Epstein's Palm Beach estate has been demolished. So where Epstein was trafficking and raping girls, they got rid of that. But nobody's talking about the Maxwell case. Nobody's talking about the Port Authority bomber who tried to murder people with a bomb for ISIS. Nobody wants to talk about that because they can't stem racism out of that, which, of course, is what the media and the Democrat Party is all about. Now, we were all talking about the Chauvin case. And so he's been found guilty on all charges. That's still not enough, though, for the Democrat mobs and the Democrat terrorists. And I do believe an appeal is inevitable, considering everything that's been said by Congresswoman Maxine Waters and others and Biden to influence this case. The appeal not only seems inevitable, but there seems to be a lot of teeth there. Bob Barnes, legal expert, joins me now. With everything that has transpired between the media and congressmen and jury tampering, really, that happened with the Chauvin case that resulted in what I think most Americans view as unfair results here. How do you see an appeal going? Do you think it's inevitable? How does this play out, Bob Barnes?
I think you're going to see bifurcated issues because some people, the media has decided to forget that three other police officers face criminal trial this summer. And it related to the show as the other three officers involved in the Floyd incident. And so those officers have an incredibly compelling claim to transfer the case out of the Minneapolis area, because while people were saying, well, don't worry about Biden's comments, they were made after the jury was sequestered. Well, the jury wasn't sequestered for that trial that's upcoming. They haven't been selected yet. How in the world can those three officers get anything vaguely resembling a fair trial after the comments by the governor and the mayor and the president of the United States, on top of that, celebrating the conviction verdict of Derek Chauvin and implicitly condemning them to the same outcome of an unfair and biased jury trial process that's even more egregious than the one that Chauvin faced? So I think we'll see what does the court do in that context, because it would be even more embarrassing to the legal system and to the integrity of our justice process if those three individuals have to deal with a Minneapolis jury pool that now is more contaminated than any jury pool, frankly, in American legal history that I know of. So, and I think some of what the judge does in that case will shape some perception within the judiciary, because the same judge presiding over the case, as the appeal that Chauvin will be taking up first to the Minnesota Court of Appeals, then to the Minnesota Supreme Court, then to the United States Supreme Court, and then could also go through the federal court system on habeas grounds after that. So a criminal appellate process, you have a right to appeal to the Court of Appeals. Then you have to request the state Supreme Court to hear it. They don't have to hear it. Same, you have to request the U.S. Supreme Court to hear it. They don't have to hear it. But then after that, you can file a habeas petition where a federal district court does have to hear it. So you'll at least have a state court of appeals and at least a federal district court. Both will rule ultimately on the propriety of this trial. And you might also have state Supreme Court, U.S. Supreme Court, and federal courts of appeal in the case of a habeas petition, who does have to hear that habeas petition, get involved. So you'll have at least three courts look at this case, maybe five, including maybe the highest court in the state and the highest court in the country. Now, he has many unique issues on appeal. So what some commentators have pointed out is that typically it is difficult to win a criminal appeal. And that the courts tend to rubber stamp jury verdicts in the criminal context on behalf of the government. But what they are not commenting on is that this case has unique factors of the very kind that tend to be the ones that do get reversed on appeal. And there's three big issues that he has. And the first one that people have talked about is the venue. And I was having this case heard in Minneapolis under these circumstances, while also failing to sequester the jury or prohibit them from using social media throughout the trial, even when they did a $27 million payoff to Floyd's family, even after there were riots ongoing in the city and the county, even after you had members of Congress demanding guilty verdicts or there would be more, quote unquote, confrontation on, quote, the streets. Even after all of that, they had not been properly sequestered during that time period, had not been prohibited from seeing social media during that time period, coming already from a community racked and ravaged by riots throughout the buildup to the trial itself, concerning the trial itself. So that will be the big issue, whether Dershowitz and others already believe that that issue alone will be sufficient to reverse the verdict, because it's the worst circumstance like this since the Sam Shepard case. That's the famous doctor who the U.S. Supreme Court said that the trial was so contaminated it had to be moved out of the county, and they set aside the verdict. That was the case that set the basis for the TV show The Fugitive, then the movie The Fugitive, and its successor, U.S. Marshals. So we'll see if the courts are willing to reexamine the question of constitutional venue, given the egregious character of this case and the added aspect of sequestration not occurring in a meaningful manner, particularly from social media influence during the trial. The second big issue he has is that there is legal problems with the charges. He's being charged with felony murder, even though there's no underlying felony that occurred other than the murder itself. And that by itself, in most courts, in most states, is considered unconstitutional, that you can't do that. You have to have a separate felony. Otherwise, everybody can be charged with felony murder. Under the current interpretation of the felony murder law as applied to Chauvin, they could charge anyone in Minnesota with felony murder, because every single murder fits the definition of felony murder. And why have a bunch of different manslaughter statutes and murder statutes that have different levels of intent? Indeed, the lowest level of intent is felony murder in Minnesota, and yet it carries the second highest criminal sentence. That doesn't make sense. That's contrary to due process principles. Same issue with the third degree murder, which is supposed to be when you do something inherently dangerous to all kinds of people, which was not this others, as it says in the statute. Doesn't say so here. So there's major problems. Dershowitz also believes that that alone is grounds to reverse the top two counts, which carry the heavy sentences in this case. And then the third issue is key evidentiary rulings the judge made during the case. The judge did not allow the defense to present the fact that the drug dealer sitting in the car was a drug dealer, did not allow them to even cross-examine and make him take the fifth in front of the jury to expose that even that drug dealer believed he may be responsible for George Floyd's death because of the dangerous lethal drugs he gave him to suddenly ingest upon the arrival of the police to cover up for the drug dealer being in possession of felony drugs and felony distribution of those drugs, which carried a very long sentence. And there's some other evidentiary issues along that same lines, including a lot of crying and weeping testimony that really was highly problematic and prejudicial that the judge allowed to happen again and again and again and again, and dubious opinion testimony from people who are not qualified to be opinion experts in the areas they testified. So there's major evidentiary issues, major jury selection, jury venue issues, and core issues with even the crime he was charged. All of those create an unusually strong appeal for Chauvin. The big question will be, will the courts have the moral courage to do what is legally and constitutionally correct, despite the politically controversial aspects that this trial presents?
And quite frankly, the terroristic threats that are being made depending on the results. I'm going to bring up a conversation with Bob Barnes that I haven't heard anywhere else that may explain some of these anomalies. Maybe a small chance, but perhaps it's what's happening. We'll talk on the other side.
I'm up here working on a Thursday night in mid-April 2021, and I just want to say something. I am so blessed and honored to work with this incredible crew that has come together over the years and is truly an answer to prayer, and I am so blessed and thankful for all of you, the listeners of this show. I want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you. Whether you are old, whether you are Hispanic, white, black, it doesn't matter. You got red blood. And if you love freedom and justice, and if you love our innocent children, we are brothers and sisters together. And it has just been an incredible experience to work with you over the years. And as crazier things are, I want to keep working into the future. But again, that's really up to you and up to God. So please, I hope God works through you and puts a message in your heart to support us. But again, that's up to you and your relationship with God. I just want to thank you all for the years of support you've given us and what you've done. And just ask you again to pray to God and ask what God's vision is for you. And hopefully God will touch your heart to continue to support InfoWars. God bless. Gerald in South Carolina. Go ahead, you're on the air. Trying to move quicker.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome.
Would like to say, first off, thanks for being the voice of reason in amongst all this stupidity. Wanted to warn people, I've been trying to get a hold of you for a year, okay? I'm a double amputee, and I have bacteria infection on my lung that'll never go away. Living Defense saved my life. They had me on antibiotics for 2 years that almost killed me. Living Defense brought me back. I wanted to just quote from the Bible, Jesus is saying, as to where we are right now. This is Matthew 24, verse 9. Then they shall deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. That's right where we're at, brother.
And that's because God's name is on the founding of this country, no matter what they say, and that's why the enemy hates it, because God created this country.
As men age, they often experience a slowdown in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality. Specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
The federal government commissioned secret radiation experiments on thousands of non-consenting patients. Hundreds of hospitals in the U.S. injected healthy men, women, and children with uranium and plutonium at dosage levels ranging from non-therapeutic to lethal, killing many of the test subjects.
Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, is one of the most important films ever made. 14 years ago, we tracked and documented the Bilderberg Group's activities and their plan for a great reset using the threat of a fake virus. The film now is more important than ever. When it shot to number one on Amazon last year, they banned it. We have it back in print, available now at InfoWarsStore.com, selling them as low as $3.95 a piece when you buy them in bulk. And there's a zero country code, so anywhere on the planet, you can make copies. In fact, I want you to make copies. You are the Paul Revere's, 1776 Worldwide, 1776 Worldwide, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, available now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room, InfoWars.com/show.
Robert Barnes is with me here on the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. We're discussing the potential for a Chauvin appeal, how that may go down. I think it's inevitable. But I want to go outside of the box here, Bob, and talk about kind of what I would be thinking, what I would be doing in a case like this if I were the judge, if I was the jury, if I was a lawyer involved, because it's impossible to deny. This case goes way beyond Chauvin and Floyd. This case has way more implications than the individuals involved, far and beyond. It's a very special type of thing. I can't think of the right word for it, but so it's inevitable. Look, we've got people that are going to burn cities to the ground. We've already seen it for the years. We've got groups right outside that are going to be extremely violent if they don't get the result we want in this case. We've got a media that's against us. So they're on a balancing act. And in a way, at least, I mean, I know if I was the judge in this case or I was the lawyers, I'd be thinking to myself, you know, how can we get justice done here and try to prevent cities from burning? Because, I mean, I understand, hey, look, we're dealing with the case and these individuals involved, but it goes way beyond that. So, you know, I'm sitting here thinking, could there be some sort of thought process going on here, or maybe even communications behind the scenes? I'm not sure if that would be legal, but between the lawyers and the judges, or maybe even jurors, to say, hey, look, I can't fairly work this case because of the implications outside of that door. I may think something about this case and these details, but I don't want to see Minneapolis burn to the ground. You know, I don't want to see my mother's house get doxxed and then a bloody pig's head show up on her doorstep. So all of this is happening. So could there be some sort of thing? Is it possible? Because I'm just looking for rational ways to try to stop mass violence from happening. Could there be some sort of backroom discussions or dare I even say deals being made where it's like, all right, look, here's how we're going to make this case go down to try to avoid Minneapolis burning, to try to appease the terrorist mob outside, but then also try to sidestep it and actually have real justice. So, okay, we're going to put this charge out, but you will get an appeal. And maybe we'll move it to another city so they can't blame it on us and burn our city to the ground. Or maybe it'll quell the violence for a moment. Is that thing even legal or possible? I mean, how do you deal with a case like this that goes so far beyond the actual details of the case and the individuals of the case?
Well, I mean, it's a Soviet-style show trial is what took place. And it was done to weaponize the power of the mob inside the courtroom to sort of politically protect it and empower it outside the courtroom. But the only politically selective groups of mobs, only mob justice and mob violence done on a certain ideological side of the aisle is permitted. And I mean, if you contrast and compare the way Chauvin is being treated for showing up at a police stop, employing a method of restraint that was commonly trained and taught officers all around the world, that where it appeared that Floyd had underlying health and drug complications that were the most likely cause of his death. And yet he is sort of hung out to dry with an effective de facto life sentence coming up. By comparison, Ashley Babbitt is part of a mob that simply goes into a government building to try to occupy it, is shot summary execution style, and they won't even disclose who it was that did it, least of all charge him with a single crime. So you're seeing consistent messaging come out from this case that's about they will protect the mob, they will provide for the mob, they will make sure the jury rewards the mob, they will make sure also the media gaslit narratives get promoted and protected. There's an alternate juror who was interviewed yesterday and today that basically just repeated what the media had told her, basically showed that she hadn't paid attention at all.
Yeah, what was that? There was a lady who said, oh, I don't understand how it went from a $20 bill to him being murdered. Oh, so you literally didn't listen to any of the details of the case.
Completely. I mean, she said the defense said they were going to prove stuff that they never proved. The defense proved more than what they set out to prove. So she paid no attention to anything that the defense documented, paid no attention to almost all of the witnesses. Her favorite witness contradicted her main theme of the case because she said, oh, the medical expert said, look, he knew exactly when he died. But according to the medical expert, he died before any excessive force was used, according to the government's own use of force expert. So, I mean, that's the kind of mindset that you had. You had jurors who were taught, you're going to do what the media told you to do. You're going to do what the mob told you to do. That was, in fact, almost the explicit pitch of the closing argument of the prosecution. And that's what they did. And now they're getting rewarded for it by the mob and by the media. It may be partially true that the court allowed the trial to take place here in order to quiet the mob, despite having every reason to know that there could not be a fair verdict, hoping that the Court of Appeals or higher court would set it aside later after everybody had calmed down. But I think this is a hard case to get there. The Court of Appeals has been very bad on this case especially. So it's unlikely that the Court of Appeals will provide any remedy to Chauvin. If he gets a remedy, it's going to have to come from the Minnesota Supreme Court or the U.S. Supreme Court or a federal court in a habeas petition down the road. And that, of course, will be, as you note, many years down the road when nobody will care anymore. So there is a temptation in these high-profile cases for judges to try to satiate the mob rather than satiate the law and satiate the Constitution and satiate true justice by making problematic decisions that empower the mob in order to quiet the mob through the trial process. But that converts our criminal trials into mere theater and not to a determination of truth, not to an ascertainment and statement of justice. And that's a core constitutional problem with allowing such a trial to occur under these circus-like circumstances in the first place.
And that's not the judge's job either. The judge shouldn't have to be out there to try to quell the mob. That should be law enforcement, but we all know what's going on there. They're not allowed to do their jobs either. So, I mean, what message does this send to the other three officers that have their cases still hanging in the balance? I mean, essentially, based on the case from Chauvin, to me, if I understand this, they could essentially be charged with the exact same thing.
Yeah, they already have. They're facing aiding and abetting felony murder charges. So now they will face that trial was scheduled for Minneapolis in August. How in the world can this judge pretend he can have anything vaguely resembling a fair trial? Now, the problem for the judge is, if he moves the case, then it makes him look bad that he never moved the Chauvin case. So that's the political dilemma that he's in. But it's now apparent more than ever before. Now, hopefully these lawyers for these set of defendants will do polling using somebody like Richard Barris, the People's Pundit, somebody like that, somebody who's a quality pollster, not any of these bogus media posters, to get the data and information that shows it is not possible to get a fair jury in Minneapolis. If you do a trial in Minneapolis, you'll get someone like that alternate juror that came in presuming guilt, demanding that the defense prove innocence. And when the defense often did, she just pretended that evidence didn't exist. She had a memento-style memory that closed out the reality of what had taken place throughout the trial, to the point where you could say, golly gee, how did this go from an issue of passing $20 to death? She just shut out. Oh, you mean the 10-plus minutes he was resisting? You mean the sudden ingestion of lethal levels of drugs? You mean his underlying heart condition? You mean the mob that was around screaming at the police officers, calling him names? Do you somehow miss that entire thing, even though it happened over and over and over again in testimony? That's the danger that these next cops face. And it would be even more problematic for them to be convicted, because I had issues with Chauvin's history and the way he handled things in certain respects. But these cops just did what they were trained to, and some of them were just rookie cops. They're just deferring to the senior guy at the scene. So that a conviction in that case would be even more terrifying for every law enforcement officer in the nation.
Robert Barnes, thank you so much. Always a pleasure.
Happy to be here.
All of the experts agree that getting proper sleep is the cornerstone of good health. It has been proven that a poor sleep schedule is linked with numerous health problems, including weight gain, memory issues, mood changes, poor concentration, and even a weakened immune system. Introducing Rocket Rest, the new product from our Dr. Jones Naturals line at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Rocket Rest formula is loaded with the best natural ingredients to help not only improve your quality of sleep, but help you wake up feeling refreshed. Many competitors' sleep formulas focus only on getting you to sleep, but Rocket Rest was specifically formulated to help you feel rested and ready to take on the next day. It uses a unique quick-release capsule system to ensure fast delivery of deep sleep support ingredients like melatonin and magnesium. Rocket Rest helps you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up feeling rested. So get the new Rocket Rest formula from Dr. Jones Naturals right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
So many people say to me, Alex, please stop being so negative. Well, for me, admitting I've gotten a rotten tooth and going in a root canal is not negative. It hurts. It stinks. It's got pus coming out of it. I go to the doctor. They fix it. That's not negative. I'm not living in denial. And so think of globalism as being hidden as an infection that we didn't feel yet, but now it's come to the surface. That's actually a positive thing. And so, yeah, Trump did overall a great job. They stole the election. We can't get down about that. We have forced them out in the open. So now they're trying to suppress us because they know they've been exposed. They're scared. That's why, instead of saying, oh, we're a bunch of losers, look what happened. No, we're a bunch of winners. They're trying to suppress us. Let our light of truth shine and tell everybody what's happening. Your own website, your own show, my show, other articles, other videos. Just keep sharing however you can and realize we're in an information war. We're going to win this together, and the fight starts at InfoWars.com. One of the most popular memes on the internet in the last decade has been Alex Jones was right, but it now routinely trends number one on platforms like Twitter and Facebook, making the globalists pull their hair out in anger. But let me tell you, we are tomorrow's news today, and thanks to your support, we're still on air at InfoWars.com and Band.video and radio stations and TV stations across the country. And our film Endgame, censored and taken offline by Amazon when it hit number one a few years ago, is now available again. We have reprinted it on high-quality DVD in HD. It has a zero country code, meaning anyone in the world is authorized to make copies of it, and I'm asking you to get the original, make copies, give it to everyone you know, air it on local access TV, give it to your pastors, your police chiefs, your state reps, your prime ministers, whatever you do, warn the world. This film uses their own documents and own statements 14 years ago to expose them. It's more important than ever. Available at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. Humanity has been domesticated by and large. The population has been trained to submit, do what you're told, and it's all going to pass. But if you study authoritarians, if you study the globalists, you understand that they reach a point where all the training is just beta, and you go into the point of being culled, being totally enslaved. And because the globalists see us as weak and see us as stupid, they are now making that move. And they are collapsing the third world with their economic weapons to then flood us with a third world that the UN will use as a weapon to then have us under such a crisis, under such a load, capitulate to the UN, whatever agreements they want us to sign, hoping that they will stop the flood of tens of millions of refugees, not fleeing COVID or climate change, as the UN and Klaus Schwab are saying, and Bill Gates is saying, but fleeing the year-long lockdowns that the UN and Bill Gates ordered them to institute, or they wouldn't get more IMF and World Bank money. And that's why we have to really get educated about the globalists.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Warning. This broadcast might offend
the easily offended.
It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer
at band.video.
This comic you see on the screen from Stone Toss Comics tells the story. It's got a Trump supporter sitting in jail, and the police officer joins him in jail. Trump supporter says, well, well, well. It's because the left, the authoritarian, totalitarian, fascistic left, tyrannical left, is coming for all of us. But see, if the police stand against it and don't comply, then we can avoid this entire mess. But that's why they're being demonized. That's why they're being attacked. That's why their morale is being driven to all-time lows, so that we can get rid of the police. And then, as James Lynch said, statement of the day, abolish the police is really code for instituting private police forces funded by woke capital to do the left's bidding. Exactly. Exactly. And so we'll all end up in jail, in the gulags, in the concentration camps, if the Democrats have their way. And so that's part of the reason why we stand with law enforcement, because we understand the importance not only of them protecting communities, maybe we could protect our own communities, but we understand they're going to be used as the first wave of enforcement against the political dissidents, only to then be mopped up by the same fascistic left that's demonizing them right now. So that's how that goes, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to hit some other news headlines here, and then I got a COVID stack of news I'm going to close the broadcast out with. I wanted to let people know that this weekend, April 24th, on Saturday, there is an event in Florida. U.S. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene coming to Vero Beach, Florida for an event with Indian River County GOP. And I'm just trying to find some details on this. It is at Wilkes 14 Bones Barbecue. It starts at 8 a.m. I imagine it'll be running throughout the day. But if you're in the Vero Beach, Florida area this Saturday, there's going to be a big conservative event. Marjorie Taylor Greene will be there. And I was told to pass this information along to you. And now I have. Also, with all the climate change stuff going on, have you heard about this? Japan is about to dump the Fukushima wastewater into the northeastern Japanese sea ocean area. And there's a lot of debate about this. They're saying, well, we've distilled it. It's okay now, but they're just going to dump it into the sea. And so that's TEPCO. Remember that big natural disaster of Fukushima that they didn't really talk about and they still don't really talk about? But oh, the sun. Oh, the sun, though. They're going to blot out the sun, and that will save our that'll save us from all of our problems. And now John Kerry says that we need to end life on Earth. That's what John Kerry said. He said, get rid of all carbon dioxide in the atmosphere. That's ending life on Earth. So that's what they have in mind for you. That's what they like, to end life on Earth. These people don't live in reality. Here's an example. Paul Krugman from the New York Times. This is, I'll tell you, I don't know how these people wake up in the morning, very odd. Paul Krugman says, this is shocking. He doesn't know what we could possibly be talking about. Paul Krugman from the New York Times. In reality, given that GOP supporters believe that rampaging mobs burned and looted major cities, saying that we believe that like it didn't happen. What rock does Paul Krugman live under? What world, what planet does Paul Krugman live in where he thinks that it's a mythical creature that we believe in that rampaging mobs burned and looted major cities last year? Somehow, without the people actually living in these cities noticing. Oh, they noticed, Paul. You didn't. You're the only one that seemed to not notice this. Magically, miraculously, you had no idea this happened. Getting them to see facts about something as abstract as the deficit is a hopeless cause. Don't even get me started on that. I'm going to have some stunning numbers for you tomorrow about what political party actually cares about the deficit. In a recent poll that was done, that it's kind of like the poll that shows not only how uninformed Democrats are on issues like police brutality, when they did the survey that showed that on almost all political issues, Democrats are just completely wrong. Literally, they have no clue what planet they live on. These are the dumbest people on earth. It's even worse than that. In a new survey that has just been released, I'm going to cover tomorrow. But imagine being Paul Krugman at the New York Times and thinking that it's a mythical creature like the Loch Ness Monster or Bigfoot that rampaging mobs burned and looted major U.S. cities in the last year. You can't deal with these people. There is no middle ground. There is no common ground. There is no rationality. These people don't even live in the same world as us. They don't want to. They don't, again, I don't even know how you could rationalize being this ignorant and being at the New York Times. Meanwhile, talk about going down like a man. Talk about a hero. Talk about a legend where you don't see men like this too much anymore. The president of Chad. Now, this is like Matrix level simulation stuff. So the Chad meme, Chad is like the alpha male, the Chad meme. And then I'm not even kidding you. And I don't know if anybody else has noticed this, or maybe I'm the first, or it was meant to be this way. But the Chad meme, which is just like a big rugged face with, you know, big chin and strong cheek muscles or whatever. The Chad meme face actually looks like the exact shape of the country of Chad. Again, I don't know if that was intentional or if I'm the first one to realize this. Anyway, the Chad meme looks exactly like Chad. Look at that. You can't make this up. And then talk about an alpha male. The president of Chad goes down fighting on front lines against terrorists after winning re-election. Amazing. Chad president Idriss Debe was shot and killed while fighting on the front lines against rebels outside the North African country's capital in N'Djamena. He was the leader of the National Populist Patriotic Salvation Movement. He didn't want radical Islam and terrorists and proxy armies in his country. He was fighting on the front lines all the way into the old ripe age of 68 after winning re-election, killed in the battlefield. Wow. You don't have men and leaders and heroes like that anymore, do you? The president of Chad. Meanwhile, on the other side of that aisle, CARE, you know that group, the Council on American Islamic Relations, has been accused of covering up multiple abuse allegations against women by a Florida director. This story is at the BizPAC Review. And of course, it's the same thing as usual. If it wasn't a radical Islamic group, if it wasn't a Democrat-backed and promoted group, it would be mainstream news. But because it is the left, because it is the Democrats, they covered up abuse against women. And of course, it's pretty much confirmed by the fact that Hassan Shilby had to resign. Well, if they weren't covering it up, and if nobody was guilty, why did you resign? Ah, because you were covering it up. And you were guilty. But you're a good Democrat. So that's just fine. Meanwhile, Trump tried to ban TikTok. Now cartels are using it to recruit American teens to smuggle migrants. Of course, Facebook is like the number one internet site for child sex viewing and pedophiles. But it's all good. You know, they're all good and they're allowed to be there. Meanwhile, U.S. Army soldier pulls young girl from Rio Grande River after she was abandoned by human smugglers. Young girl, you should see the smile on her face when she got rescued from drowning. Incredible stuff. Incredible stuff. Of course, all ignored by the Democrats. Their biggest issue is stopping the white man from being successful in America.
The equation is very simple. The mega banks control the media. They control big pharma. They control academia. They control the military, industrial complex. They control big tech. And everywhere that they have been in control in the third world, they have established absolute total despotism and dehumanization. It is the Western Christian idea of human freedom that ended slavery and that promoted women's rights and so much more that actually threatens them. So because they can't defeat that empowering ethic, they instead co-opt it, turn it upside down, and use the idea of equality to actually destroy human freedom and the free market that threatens their monopolies of control.
That's why they target InfoWars, because we understand the keys to defeating them. But the only way our transmission gets out is if you promote InfoWars at band.video. So redouble your efforts. We're all in this together.
Every product you hear me on air advertising, we have in stock in our warehouse in Austin, Texas. Every product. So if you order it, we've got it. It ships out in a couple days, sometimes the same day. Listeners get confused when they hear me talk about the fact that the supply chain's breaking down, and it's future orders. It's product we're trying to reorder to get back in that we're having trouble with. I mean, I'm talking about double, triple, quadruple delivery times. And it's across not just the supplement, vitamin, mineral industry. It's across every industry. So the globalists have successfully devastated the economy. That's why I'm saying you need to visit InfoWarsStore.com today and get high-quality supplements while you still can and storable food at InfoWarsStore.com, because we have it in stock. It's ready to ship. But with the supply chain breakdowns, prices are going up, availability is going down, and it's just crazy. So please, get products while you still can and support the InfoWar, InfoWarsStore.com.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand.
The globalists fear this film made 14 years ago. It is the blueprint for their plan to take over the world. It is the blueprint for the Great Reset. It is Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement, available right now at InfoWarsStore.com with a zero country code, meaning you can make copies of it anywhere in the world. I strongly suggest you get the film Endgame at InfoWarsStore.com. I strongly suggest you make copies and share it. And if you take that action, I demand you tell others you've given a copy to that they make copies and share it as well. That will trigger distribution by proxy, meaning we the people cannot be stopped.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
The deep meme here as we come back in the final segment of the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. Communist and non-communist countries look like Matthew McConaughey in the Lincoln commercials. Communist and communist countries look like Matthew McConaughey in the Dallas Buyers Club. All right, I'm going to get into the stack of COVID news real quickly. I want to mention it is the 17th anniversary of Pat Tillman. Pat Tillman is a true American hero. He left millions of dollars on the table for an NFL contract when he was in his 20s, in the prime of his career, to go serve his country in Afghanistan. And he was shot by friendly fire. Now, today, you had a Pentagon military official arguing to the Senate that the U.S. cannot pull out of Afghanistan because if we did, the Taliban would take over Afghanistan. So what are we doing over there for 20 years if we can't even stabilize it enough and get rid of the Taliban? What are we doing? We're enriching the weapons manufacturers that our politicians have stock in. That's what the goal has been, along with whatever globalist, other globalist agendas and gas pipelines and everything else that goes on. So it's time to get the troops out of the Middle East. Out. Bring the troops home. I think everybody is behind that. It's amazing how we can't get that done, though. It's always a political thing, isn't it? There's always a political dirtbag who doesn't want to get us out of the Middle East for their own agenda or their own enrichment. Boy, they don't make them like Pat Tillman anymore, do they? No, they make them like LeBron James, a communist shill, a weak little man. They just don't make them like Pat Tillman anymore. All right. I'm going to get into the stack of COVID news to close out the show today. My goodness. Here we go. Establishment fail. Only 20% of population fully vaccinated for COVID in many red states. And this angers the Democrats. This angers the totalitarians. This angers the tyrants. Ugh. They're so mad you won't take that vaccine. They're so mad at you, you won't join their cult. And so now they are paying social media influencers $1,300 to upload pro-vaccine content. This story is at Infowars.com with the proof, with the presser that says, hey, promote the vaccine. We'll give you $1,300 via PayPal. It's all in the story at Infowars.com. That's just the low-level stuff that they're doing for just social media influencers. Imagine the money they have invested at the big news networks. We're talking millions. Yeah, promote our vaccine, get millions of dollars in advertising deals. See how that works? But this is just the tip of the tip of the iceberg. The social media influencers getting $1,300 to promote the COVID vaccine. Boy, I wonder how many people did that and you had no idea. Because, see, you're not falling for the propaganda, so they need to push it harder. Chicago Tribune, professors investigating COVID vaccine linked to abnormal periods. So we've been talking about this. We warned you about this. And now it's not only people that are getting the vaccine, women that are getting the vaccine, having their very odd and uncomfortable and extreme menstrual cycles. It's also women who have been around people that have been vaccinated. That's even scarier. Again, InfoWars warned you. UK hospital labels man COVID positive without testing him, prevents family visitation, and won't let him leave. So they say, oh, you got COVID. You have to stay. You're in quarantine. Never even tested him. The family says, hey, we want to take him home. We want to see him. They say, nope, you can't. That's called tyranny. That's what that's called, tyranny. And so just like what happened in Tanzania with the positive tests on a mango and on all this other stuff, on a goat and on an apple, man tests Pepsi Max milk and mango chutney, all testing positive for COVID. So what does that mean? The COVID tests are fake. The COVID is everywhere. I mean, I could see that, you know, you're at the Pepsi Max distribution center or whatever, and maybe you cough or you sneeze or you have it on your hand or something and it touches your thing. And then now it's in the Pepsi mask thing and now it's just everywhere. Oh, maybe it's not that deadly. Maybe it's a 99% nine survival rate. Maybe you don't even know if you have it. But how are all these random things testing positive for COVID? Nobody seems to want to ask. Don't ask Anthony Fauci either. He won't have any answer. Here's something that I'm seeing happening and it's very sad, but it's part of the divide and conquer. The whole masks and vaccine and COVID stuff has now just been a new element of the divide and conquer. So it's not just race. It's, oh, you've been vaccinated. You haven't. Oh, you wear the mask. You don't. So it's just divide and conquer everywhere. And it's always the radical left that gets vitriolic and violent about this stuff. Except in this case, perhaps, Bloomington hockey coach fatally punched following dispute about social distancing in restroom at St. Paul Bar. Now, the individual that punched him is clearly out of line. He was obviously drunk. But he was complaining all night about the mask at the bar. He was complaining all night about social distancing at the bar. And then, this other guy comes up and, you know, says, hey, calm down, put on your mask. He slugs him in the face. That guy's now dead. So it's just more of the divide and conquer, dividing people on a mask. You wear the mask, you don't. So it's just more of the divide and conquer. It's really sad, but it's not going to go anywhere. The maskers are still wearing their mask with pride, still being good slaves, and the non-maskers are not going to be a slave, so it's not going anywhere. Here's another example from the Wall Street Journal. People are exiting cities in droves. What happens when your best friend leaves town too? COVID is turning the closest best friends forever into long-lost friends. Yeah, more using the duality of man against us. That's what the secret society elite are doing, using the duality of man to get us fighting with one another instead of uniting, whether it's skin color, whether it's masks, it's all the same. And we just need to see through it and rise above it. But for some people, it's a political thing, so they never will. They're in the cult. New vaccine side effect in Israel. Six people develop herpes zoster. And this is red rashes developing on the skin. It's not the sexually transmitted form of it, but it's causing people that get the vaccine to break out in herpes zoster. Not a good thing. Very, very, very not a good thing. Very, very not something to look at. I'll be nice here. Kind of like this. Glasgow woman's legs erupt in blood-filled blisters after getting AstraZeneca COVID vaccine. Yeah. So more of those safe and effective vaccines giving people the most horrendous side effects, including death. This is how the fake news media works. Let me give you a timeline with some headlines here. September 18th, 2020, CNN headline. Trump says every American can get a COVID vaccine by April, but health experts say that's not likely. So Trump wrong, not vaccines by April, according to CNN last year. September 18th, 2020, Washington Post. Trump says without evidence, every American will get coronavirus vaccine by April. Okay, same thing there. We now go September 21st, 2020, and this is USA Today headline. Trump says all Americans will have COVID vaccine by April at odds with CDC timeline. So that's just three of all the mainstream medias. But last year they were saying, nope, never going to happen. Trump is wrong. You're never going to get that vaccine. Won't happen by April. Trump's bad. He's lying. Forget about Trump. He's the bad guy. Oh, but now what's this? New York Times, April 19th, 2021. Adults in all U.S. states are now eligible for vaccination, hitting Biden's target. Hitting Biden's target. Isn't that amazing? Hitting Biden's target. So even though they all admit in their own headlines, Trump had the target for April and they all said it'll never happen. Now it has happened by April and they're saying it's Biden's target. What a bunch of scumbag liars. It's pointed out that the Greek prime minister's desk has the book COVID-19, The Great Reset on it. And this was a viral post on Twitter where they discovered it. By the way, you can actually get this book on Amazon. In fact, I should probably just order one, the COVID-19 Great Reset book. Maybe I'll order one for myself, see what's in it. But then we found out, other people found out, they were looking at other leaders in Europe and other places, and they all had the same book on their desk. And they all have it on their book during teleconferences and interviews, clearly rubbing it in our face. They all knew it was coming. They all knew it was a scam, and they all went along with it. This is, honestly, this is like the plot out of Kingsman Secret Service, where all these politicians and elite are in on the big global reset, and you're not. You're being lied to about it. Wow. By the way, it turns out Attorney General Bill Barr may have stopped Spygate documents from coming out. Now he's getting a book deal? Oh, you stay classy, InfoWarriors.
I cannot remember the time that I did 50% off on Emerson Essentials because these are private labeled, top of the line, organic oils, essential oils, organic hand sanitizer sprays, organic shampoo, organic deodorant, organic body wash, and more. And so there's not a lot of markup in them. So when we do 50% off, that is almost a loss leader. With free shipping, ladies and gentlemen, it is a loss leader. You can get it right now at InfoWarsStore.com, but they're selling out quick, and I'm doing this to introduce people who have been on the fence to Emmerich's Essential. This is part of the big mega blowout sale. It's got to end on March 31st.
2021 in just a few days as of me taping this. So take advantage of it, experience it. Emmerich's Essentials, part of the big mega blowout sale, and free shipping on select items at InfoWarsStore.com. Makes great gifts as well. So thanks for your support. Thanks for visiting InfoWars Store. You've kept us on air, but these are great products you need. So please take action now at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com/show.